that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, regardless of what's going on around me, because we are in this steady flow of chaos and a never-ending news cycle that we just can barely keep up with. But there's so much negativity coming at us. We need to remind ourselves to be positive. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Although, that is not the verse I chose for today. My scripture of the day is from 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. This verse continues to come to mind as the very state of our country is on the line, and what we need to do, and there's so many things we can do. Last time I was on here last week, people were like, we can't just wait on the Lord. We need to take action. Yes, I agree with you. But one of the most important things that we need to do is humble ourselves and pray and ask the Lord to heal our land. And there are so many people praying and fasting for not only our country, but our leaders, hedge of protection over Trump, even the leaders that you don't like. And that makes, I think, a huge difference. And it needs to be where our minds are centered, because I think that God is waiting for us to do that. There's so many examples in the Old Testament where people turned from him and they faced judgment, you know, and it wasn't until they returned that he healed their land, as it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14. So I have a very packed show today planned. We have Dinesh D'Souza coming up actually within this hour, in about a half hour. And then we have a doctor who is facing arrest, prison time. Another amazing doctor is now behind bars as of, I believe, yesterday. A huge important topic no one's talking about. Doctors are continuing to be targeted. We saw it happen when it came with the COVID lies and the pandemic. Now it's accelerating because it's another money grab. It's another opportunity for feds to appear as if they're doing something. It's going to be a huge, huge thing that we need to cover that no one's talking about. So we have a doctor, again, that's facing arrest who is going to be joining us next hour. So as I did last week, I would like to make sure that we have the phone lines open. A couple things that I want you to call me about today is if you're on the ground in any of the natural disaster areas, I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you're seeing, experiencing. Hopefully you're staying safe, obviously. So I want to hear from you on that. You can call 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. And then the other people I want to hear from is people that that deal with chronic pain, because that is the topic of the second hour. Again, these doctors that are being targeted are doctors that are addressing chronic pain. So they deal with opioids. And so there's this this is why I think it's not being covered. There's this negativity surrounding opioids, but they're doing it in a responsible way, in a doctor-patient relationship way, and they're using artificial intelligence to evaluate if these doctors are doing it appropriately. Well, fentanyl floods our borders, and there's nothing being done about that. These very same people, these agents are like, well, it's easier to break down the door of a doctor and seize all his assets when he's 70 years old and destroy his family and put him behind bars. That's easier and more lucrative than going after the illegals flooding our borders with actual illegal drugs that are not addressing the problem. So if you are someone that deals with chronic pain and you can help shed light, make people understand that, you know, not everyone's a drug addict. Some people actually need this to function and stay healthy. Then I also want to hear from you as far as that goes, because that's a sensitive topic that we're going to be covering today. And it's so important. Also, of course, the weather, the election lawfare, and so much more, whatever we can get to today. But love talking to you. Make sure you get your calls in, and we'll have more on the other side, beginning with this hurricane.
I've been telling listeners for months, that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to DrJonesNaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up. But I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
It's Thursday, October 10th in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Christy Lee. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. Christy Lee here. So excited to be in this seat again. Honored. I love the InfoWars crew that's working hard back there. I love seeing them. I love acknowledging how hard they work and they're the best in the business with always on top of everything. So I love you guys, and you should love them too. Let's acknowledge them. And we're going to be talking about, of course, the weather warfare. We have Hurricane Milton, which they had really ramped up to be a Category 5 at one point. Now it looks like a Category 3, even a Category 1 as it dissipates in some areas. But then we have the tornadoes. So it's like there's all of these things going on. Obviously, that's why I want to hear from you. If you are observing or experiencing any of this and can report from the ground, that's what the traditional news media has forgotten to do. You know, remember the whole Haitian story that was debunked immediately because a city official said it's not going on. And so they're like, here's the press release. I will parrot the press release and I won't actually go to these neighborhoods and talk to people that are observing anything or can tell me about the problems that they're facing there in Springfield, Ohio. I'm just going to pair it with what the city officials and authorities who have conflicts of interest have to say. This is why news is dead. This is why I left the traditional news industry, because it's broken. It's against everything that news is supposed to be. I want to hear from people, real people, that are seeing things happen. So the latest, that being said, the latest from NBC News, you know, you got to take these things with a grain of salt. But NBC News is saying that really now some deaths are related to these tornadoes. I mean, I was seeing on X like 53 tornadoes in one area. It's all wild. It says millions without power as the hurricane made landfall. And the Category 3 storm, 8:30 p.m. yesterday night near Siesta Key, Florida, Barrier Island next to Sarasota. And then as of 5 a.m. today, the center of the storm was around 10 miles northeast of Cape Canaveral and making its way toward the Atlantic with maximum sustained winds of 85 miles per hour, meaning it's down to a Category 1 hurricanes. Now we have these tornadoes that we're dealing with. So it looks like some calls are coming in. I will get to those in a moment. But I do want to tease ahead, take this moment to tease ahead again to a very important topic that no one else, I haven't seen anyone else talking about right now. Let's not forget the amount of people that are being targeted and persecuted by our tyrannical government. We know about the January Sixers. We know about the wrong thinkers. We know about Tina Peters, who was just sentenced to, I believe, 9 years in prison. The latest on that is she's released the evidence that she was able to collect by saving the data in the election machines, but she was sentenced to jail. You know, over 60-year-old woman in jail with no criminal history because she tried to uphold her commitment to preserving integrity. So there's that. And now what we're not hearing about is thousands of doctors being targeted across the nation because it's easy for feds to break down their doors, seize their assets, and they're using artificial intelligence to do it. So don't hear it from me. This is what's coming up ahead. Dr. Neil Anand is going to be joining us in the next hour. Watch this.
are extremely concerning. And then the government is using these computer programs and the data that is being collected to arrest thousands of physicians across the United States, some of them serving between 20 years to life in prison. And a lot of this information and programs are biased. And the government's Freedom of Information Act documents support the evidence that these programs are biased. So it's really important that I came here to talk to you about that. And we have tragic stories at the Doctors of Courage. I mean, I'll tell you one tragic story. We have a doctor who is a Cuban immigrant. And believe it or not, he was so poor in New Jersey, Donald Trump, you know, before he was president, paid for this man's education to go to medical school. He becomes a doctor. And, you know, he has a life, he has a wife and his family. And, you know, he's giving patients intravenous immunoglobulin to reduce their inflammatory states, which is very expensive. And the insurance company complains about him to the United States government. He's arrested. His family is destroyed. And she said, I was trying to do the right thing for my patients. And to go to become, you know, a Cuban immigrant, to, you know, leave Castro's, you know, after, you know, Castro's revolution, to come here, to have a benefactor, a rich benefactor, put him through medical school and then have him go through all of that. And now he can't get a license anymore. Nobody is allowing him to practice medicine anymore. He has an autistic kid. His wife left him. And he suffered through so much trauma. I mean, I bet you President Trump would not have imagined a story like that.
So he escapes from Cuba and he gets a hand up from Donald Trump and then is persecuted by our U.S. government, loses everything. I mean, this is where we're at. I have a call from Helen in Oklahoma who is able to shed some light on opioids and you know, the necessary, because there's a narrative that has been pushed on us through propaganda that anyone who needs opioids is therefore a deadbeat drug addict. And that's why I feel like this story isn't getting covered of all these doctors that are actually trying to help people like Helen. So, Helen, thank you for calling in. I want to hear from you. To tell us and break the narrative as far as that goes.
Good morning, Christy. Good morning, Austin. It's so good to see this topic being covered. I am a longtime InfoWars supporter, actually over 10 years, because my second husband got me interested and opened my eyes. But on the opioids, I was in auto accidents, none of my fault, back in the early 90s. And I have been on opioids since about 1993, on and off. I have had 23 orthopedic surgeries. And, you know, I always do all of the rehab and everything, but there's still a chronic pain that's affiliated with it. Our doctor here in Oklahoma, our governor in Oklahoma was one of the first to jump on the bandwagon that started really restricting doctors and trying to control everything that they did. And so doctors became afraid to prescribe opioids, and you have to go to the pain doctor, and I do once a month. But I have even had them, when they put me on 4 a day, I have even had them back off and put me on 3 so I could manage it. And I don't even always take all 3. But there are so many things that people can do to help, but we do still need them sometimes. And it's getting to the point that society says, oh, you're on opioids, you're a bad person, and you don't need to be taking these. I am a caregiver. I'm 74, but I'm still a caregiver for 2 people. I'm building a house. I'm not doing it all, but I am doing some of the work. I'm very active, and I couldn't be if I didn't take the opioids.
And so, I mean, I want people to understand that there has been a campaign against it, and yet I mean, the irony of this is that there's dangerous, unregulated fentanyl that is killing tons of people coming over our border, and there's not enough being done about that. But you have another situation where feds are trying to come in between, now using artificial intelligence to find doctors to target, coming in between the doctor-patient relationship to target them, and they've been on record because it's easier because they don't have guns and they have the money that they can seize, essentially. So for those that, I feel like this isn't being covered enough because this is a topic that people have been conditioned to be judgmental on. You know, help our viewers understand that, you know, you might face other health problems if you didn't at least have this backup to address your chronic pain, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And here's another thing, Christy. I am familiar with the other side of it. I have two relatives who legitimately have injuries. One has had several amputations on one leg till it, you know, it's really up there. And one has had other back surgeries and neck surgeries. They weren't able to control it as well, and they asked for more, and the doctors cut them off, you know, and they didn't manage it well. I'm the first to admit that. But because of the way it was addressed and they were afraid to give them more, they went to the street, and I know that they have gotten drugs that are laced with fentanyl. Even when they know they are hurting, and they'll go ahead and buy those. They're at risk. They're in danger. I'm so worried about them, but they don't know what else to do. They're hurting, and no, they have not managed it as well. But you can't punish everybody because of some who abuse it. The big deal is the fentanyl, you know, and like you're saying, that needs to be stopped. We need to address that. And they're not, it's just being done wrong.
Helen, you make such a good point that what happens is if the doctors are afraid to have their personal doctor-patient relationship and address personal care, that if they have to be afraid of arrest and, you know, looking over their shoulder because, again, the government wants to interject and get involved, then they might back off when a patient is not ready, and then they turn to the streets, and then we have an even bigger problem on our hands.
Absolutely.
So, yes, you make such a good point, Helen. Thank you so much for your phone call. And if you were someone else that wants to weigh on this topic, you know, I committed to being a voice for the voiceless, and here's a situation where there are a lot of people dealing with chronic pain that don't have a voice. There are a lot of doctors who are being targeted, and one excellent one that is now behind bars just for trying to care for his patients, address pain, particularly 75% of his practice was those with cancer dealing with chronic pain. And no one is speaking for them right now because... If you talk about drugs and opioids, you're already preconditioned to be like, oh, well, people that use those are drug addicts, or, oh, that's, you know, illegal stuff. But that's not the case. And so I want to try and break this down for people. This is a topic that's not being covered. This is another situation where the government is interjecting and coming in to the doctor-patient relationship. And someone has to be their voice. And so I'm hoping to do that today. That's another big topic I'm covering today. We'll have a guest coming up in the next hour, a doctor that is also facing arrest and prison time for trying to care for his patients. And so we have Dinesh coming up, but I do want to cover just the chaos of this weather, warfare. There's so many directions that you can take this with everything going on. It's scary. Interesting that these situations are hitting the red zones. I want to play a clip of DeSantis addressing Kamala's accusation that DeSantis has been political because he didn't take her phone call when, reminder, she's not even the president. Just watch this.
And I heard what you said about Vice President Harris and the phone call. Did she ever get through?
You know, Brett, like I said, my job is to marshal resources and work with everybody to have an effective response. And she thinks it should be about her. If I honestly thought that there was something to be gained, I would pick up the phone and call her. The fact of the matter is she has no role in this process. She's not part of the chain of command. I am working with President Biden and FEMA and our state and local partners, and we're getting the job done. She has never been interested in any of the storms we've had in the state of Florida for her entire time as vice president. Now she's out there attacking me because I'm not catering to her whims. All she's trying to do is inject herself to be a part of her political campaign. I don't have time for political games. We've got a job to do. We got people's lives on the line, and that is our sole focus.
He's so good. I mean, it's hard to argue with how good he is at breaking that down. I mean, are you kidding me? They always project. They accuse DeSantis of being political when clearly it was her. Like, she's never been involved or cared about anything, any of these things before. I mean, borders are, and she didn't even visit the border. Now she's like, he's being political because he won't take my call. This is why we don't want women in these positions. he is so good at tearing that apart. Okay, I want to go to Jen in Georgia because she's seeing something interesting after Hurricane Helene. Jen.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I was actually telling your call screener about I have a best friend who lives in Augusta, Georgia, and Augusta was very badly affected by Hurricane Helene, and she had to escape for a little bit for at least a week before she returned. It's still a mess, by the way, but when she returned, she was reporting to me and my family and was even showing us some pictures of these giant mosquitoes that appeared out of nowhere, and people in the area are referring to them being as big as a hummingbird. Yes. Now, your call screener was basically telling me that, you know, during hurricanes sometimes, some creatures from other, like, regions or, like, from Cuba might get swept up into certain regions. But I'm just wondering, like, why these mosquitoes are so big. I haven't seen anyone on InfoWars reporting on it, but you can find several articles on them. And at this point, I'm just, like, calling them radioactive mosquitoes because, I mean, if these things are that big, like, I'm wondering if maybe there was some interference with them and
are
like
these,
being,
are these
like being
Bill
GMO.
Gates, are these Bill Gates giant geo-engineered mosquitoes that are trying to spread the next pandemic? I mean, didn't I read something about that they were trying to do something? I mean, gosh, it's like so hard to keep up.
But that was the first thing that came to my mind. Like whenever she was telling us about these giant mosquitoes, like one of the first things that popped up into my mind is, okay, Bill Gates and his GMO mosquitoes, he's trying to spread something. Because I'm like with the hurricanes, it seems like they only really came about in the path of like the very badly affected areas. Like we were hit. I live in like North Georgia, and we were hit with the hurricane, but it didn't get that badly affected here. I mean, we got a good bit of the storm, but it wasn't nearly as bad as like Augusta. And for some reason, that area and apparently parts of North Carolina are seeing these giant mosquitoes, and it. It's, to me, it's just, I don't know. I try to think of it in a conspiratorial way because, well, GMO mosquitoes.
You know, it's not a bad thing to think conspiratorial way because we need to be on the defense constantly with these globalist evil weirdos. So just make sure that you're stocked up on repellent, I guess. And, keep an eye on it and let us know if you find anything out more. And wow, that's creepy. But thank you for calling in, Jen.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Meanwhile, I mean, as long as we're going to talk about weather manipulation, of course, it's not going to be weird to ask if there's giant mosquitoes being geoengineered to spread the next bioweapon. I mean, of course not. On that note, it's not just the weather warfare, but also we have all speculated, well, at least our viewers here, at least you guys and me, have speculated about the manipulation of these wildfires and what they're being used for, how these wildfires in the past have kicked off, particularly in California. Now there's a bunch of fires in Wyoming and some digging into possible motivations and sources of that. Watch this video.
Can somebody tell me why the entire state of Wyoming is on fire right now and nobody even knows this? Multiple counties have been affected with over 100,000 acres on fire with zero containment. Now you're asking yourself, what is going on with these natural disasters and smart cities and land grabs? You guys, I looked into this one. This is the biggest one yet. First, let's start with where the biggest fires are, starting with the Elk Fire with over 74,000 acres currently on fire. Elk is located in the Sheridan County, and the other counties on fire is the Tailton County and the Fremont County with 58,000 acres combined with zero containment. This list shows all the fires that happened this year in Wyoming from the start date and containment date and what caused them. Some were caused by human activity and some, like this one, was caused by lightning, but I'll reserve judgment on that. But here's a weird thing about the last two. So the Tailton County and the Fremont County actually merged together on October 5th, but started in August 16th. Now, it's not so much that the fires merge, that happens all the time, and these two counties are next to each other, but it's the timing. It's 2 months later, and you had multiple containments in between these fires. Now, you could say this is a land grab, with Wyoming being number six with the most land owned by the federal government with over 46%, but it's way more nefarious than that. Now, you remember that first county I showed you, Sheridan, with over 70,000 acres on fire? Yeah, they just found the biggest deposit of rare earth minerals worth $37 billion. Now the question is, does the government own this land? It says here the Sheridan County, Wyoming is a governmental entity that operates under the jurisdiction of the state of Wyoming, but it is not owned by the U.S. government. Now another question is, can the government take this land? It says the government can take private property during a disaster under the power of eminent domain, which allows for the acquisition of the property for public use provided that the owner is compensated. However, this typically occurs when the property is needed for emergency response efforts. Oh, like a fire caused by lightning? Got it. Oh, it doesn't stop there. So the company Wyoming Rare got $450 million from the feds for their Hollow Creek project because they found even more rare earth minerals on the other side of Wyoming. This is a tens of billions of dollars play because they said it's so big that it could be a world leader of how much minerals they have. You really have to ask yourself, how many coincidences have to line up before it's not a coincidence?
Exactly. Just how many coincidences? Looks like that video is from Maeve Approach. There, what is that on Instagram? TikTok. Maeve Approach on TikTok. To check that out. So, if that wasn't enough, now we have a severe geomagnetic storm to hit Earth as Hurricane battles Florida. This is coming from Zero Hedge. And, yes, it's set to hit us today. Today, NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center warned Wednesday that a super-fast Earth-facing coronal mass ejection erupted from the sun and would spark a severe G4 geomagnetic storm on Thursday, potentially disrupting critical assets on the grid that are crucial for powering modern society. So what's a G4 do? Well, we look at the possible effects. G4 here, possible widespread voltage control problems and some protective systems will mistakenly trip out key assets from the grid. So we got to keep an eye on this, see if it does in fact happen or if this is another excuse to test run, you know, powering us all down just before the election. We'll see. We won't know the characteristics exactly until it gets closer. It can disrupt key assets on the grid, like it says. So the solar storm set to arrive just hours after Hurricane Milton pounds Central Florida early Thursday morning. No doubt they want to use all these methods to torment us and control us. Well, we have Dinesh D'Souza coming up, I believe, just after this break. We'll see if we have him on the line. And he's going to be talking about his book, Vindicating Trump, which is also a major motion picture, after this.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Christy Lee. Watch live right now at band.video.
Somebody has to help this country, and if they don't, the country and the world are in big trouble.
Someone's got to overturn the tables in the temple.
Trump jumping into the presidential race.
She's a bit worried.
Of the apprentice guy?
You know the feeling of power. Could you handle it or would it devour?
They fear that power. You didn't do an insurrection. Had you called for one, there would have been one. Mm-hmm. And there would be one if you called for one now.
I'm not sure I want that power. I want the power just to make the country better.
America first!
And that scares them.
A lot about Donald Trump scares them.
Let's look at everything. Campaign, his family. Let's get foreign eyes on him.
We have one target. You know who he is.
Going after their companies, their families. That is a dictator.
It's a very dangerous time for our country.
The goal is to put him in jail because they're so afraid of his voice.
I am your voice.
We'll bury him so deep in legal, he'll bankrupt us.
Bro, got him in jail right before the election.
That's sorry for being that guy, but isn't that election interference?
It's not interference if we do it.
We just want a free and fair election.
Sounds expensive.
Ballots ain't cheap.
Wait. Did you actually say the word buy the ballots?
We were able to purchase 10,000 ballots.
That's terrifying.
They cheat in many different ways. That's all they're good at.
Ready to save democracy?
We need to stop him permanently.
And that person will be risking his life.
Too bad it's not the 60s, right?
It's the way you survived.
Lesa, get me up.
Trump has beaten back every attack against him.
It's like the damn Trinity.
We're going to fix our borders, and we're going to fix our elections. We're going to win.
This is my legacy.
Vindicating Trump, now in theaters.
Vindicating Trump, the counter-narrative when it comes to the constant barrage of attacks against Trump. This is a book and also a major motion picture, as you just saw. Dinesh D'Souza is author of that book and producer of the picture there. And he's had a prominent career as a writer, a scholar, filmmaker. He was born in India and came to U.S. as an exchange student at the age of 17, graduating Phi Beta Kappa from Dartmouth College. He's the author of many best-selling books, including America, The Big Lie, Death of a Nation, and United States of Socialism. Also creator of three of the top 10 highest-grossing political documentaries ever made. I'm sure you're aware of him. He's on the move always, so we're still trying to make connection with him there with the Wi-Fi issues. You know, this is the thing that happens when you're in demand, you're traveling, and you might have some connection issues. So we're going to continue to wait to make a connection with him. In the meantime, we were talking about the hurricane and the weather warfare. So let's go ahead and, while we're waiting, take another phone call. Capella from Wisconsin, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Christy. Yeah, it's Coppola, like Francis
Coppola. Coppola. Oh, I should have known that. Yeah. I apologize.
Yeah, he has a new movie out that's really something else. I don't know. It's got bad reviews, but it's pretty based. I mean, like,
usually when there's bad reviews, it's a good movie. It's everything in it.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
They had, like, the Black Mayor being run by two Jewish guys and all this criticism of both sides of politics. But anyway, I wanted to talk about the weather weapon stuff. As expected, on Twitter, there were pictures and videos of purple skies. I don't know if you saw that. But that's one of the things that Professor Makaku, who you had a clip on of yesterday, was talking about with the weather weapons, how they discharge energy. The laser first, the kind of point in the direction they want to.
It sounds like you're breaking up a bit. Maybe you're being attacked by laser weather warfare. But yeah, thanks for drawing attention to that. It looks beautiful, but it is a bit scary. Coppola, thank you for drawing our attention to that. There's all sorts of ways that they're trying to manipulate us and manipulate even the weather. But we do have a connection now with Dinesh D'Souza. So I want to thank you again for your phone call. And let's see if we can transfer it over. We're talking about Vindicating Trump, another stellar piece put out by Dinesh D'Souza. I'm so honored to have him join me. Now, Dinesh, you're crazy busy. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
Hey, I'm delighted to join you. There's a there's the book Vindicating Trump, and there's the movie, which is, well, it's just coming out of theaters now. It's still in some theaters, but it'll be available starting next week for streaming, and also DVD ship out on Monday. So VindicatingTrump.com is the website to order, to get movie tickets or order DVDs.
And we just watched your trailer as we waited to connect with you. Very intriguing, but it does look like it again is touching upon some election integrity concerns there. I wanted to really ask you about that because you've been passionate about covering the shortfalls in the system and just how far we've strayed from having transparency, having fairness. And how are you feeling going into this election cycle?
Well, I think that as the Democrats get desperate, I mean, they've tried everything with Trump, from character assassination to lawfare, which is a kind of legal assassination, now two assassination attempts. And so what's left? Well, what's left is a last ditch effort to cheat. Now, I don't think that they can get away with cheating in exactly the same way that they did before. I mean, if they send mules to drop boxes in the middle of the night with backpacks full of ballots, there will be patriots who are waiting for them, and people know about that. So that kind of heist will be difficult to pull off. What we do in the new film is explore future vulnerabilities in the election system, new forms of cheating. And there's a rather scary section called the ballot makers, and we show that it's actually possible to buy and to duplicate, to make an unlimited number of ballots. Now, the good news is that the RNC knows about this. I told President Trump about it. So hopefully the team at the Trump campaign and the RNC is equipped to deal with all these kinds of nefarious schemes if they are attempted going into the election.
And that's the thing, though, that they've become really good at intimidation. Speaking of lawfare and attacks and name calling, you had to experience a lot of that with your documentary, 2000 Mules. And I've been talking to and interviewed those from True the Vote, and they said, you know, they're feeling pretty confident about getting more people to be ready and available to look at the and observe the ballot drop boxes. There's like an army of people. But then at the same time, you have Mayorkas threatening, like literally threatening people if they try and watch, you know, they're going to come after, or if they try and do anything that would be transparency or support election integrity, they're going to come after you. So what do you make of this as far as, are they going to be able to succeed in scaring people away?
I think that Republicans need to recognize that in all these situations, two can play at this game. And so, yeah, they can make all the threats that they want. We can certainly do whatever is within the law to keep an eye on what is happening in the election. And we should serve notice to the Democrats, including Mayorkas, that if they interfere with legal efforts to observe the election, if we win, they're going to be arrested. In other words, it says very clearly, for example, in the RICO statutes, that any efforts to cheat in an election or even participate in a cheating scheme, to collaborate in any way, is a serious felony. And so if Mayorkas is using threats to try to deter Americans from lawfully observing what's happening in the election, then he himself is breaking the law and he needs to be held accountable. So Republicans traditionally have been very timid in making these kinds of moves. But the truth of it is, there is an accord even of federal statutes, and interfering by and large with lawful efforts to monitor an election is itself a federal crime.
I wanted to ask you about Georgia because there's been a lot of back and forth there, as well as efforts to really get things aligned, particularly in Fulton County, Georgia, where we saw a lot of suspicious things happen before. It's alarming and insane and that they are so brazen as to bring lawsuits against the efforts to just simply compare counts, even as going as far as to say, like, oh, well, this might delay things, as if they ever cared about delaying election results before. Do you have any inside knowledge about if Georgia will be able to be more secure and we can trust the vote this time around at all, or if they will succeed in the continued lawfare efforts? Any insight there?
That's something I don't know about. I mean, beyond what I read, that there are efforts to straighten things out in Georgia. There, of course, were some election integrity laws passed. But on the other hand, in the past anyway, the governor, Brian Kemp, and the secretary of state, Raffensperger, have proven untrustworthy at best in their efforts to block. Look, I mean, they could easily have followed up after 2,000 mules and gone and interviewed the mules, right? Now, the mules might have said, I've got an excellent reason for why I was out there in the middle of the night wearing latex gloves and taking photos of ballots as I dropped them into the mailbox. And the mules might have provided a plausible account. I don't think they could, but who knows? But the point is that they didn't make the effort, and that was really what was very striking, is that they didn't follow up in the way that they perhaps should have. Obviously, I'm onto a new film. It's Vindicating Trump. And the centerpiece of this film is a one-on-one with Trump. But one of the topics that we do talk about is the issue of election integrity.
Yes, and we're so glad that you did. And again, that's a book, Vindicating Trump. You can also see the motion picture that has been adapted for it. I want to ask you about the latest with all of these weather situations going on. What's truly alarming is the failure of FEMA that is corroborated of those that are living on the ground and can say that they haven't seen them, and that even efforts to receive supplies have been impeded. I'm not sure, Dinesh, if you had a chance to see a clip from David Axelrod where he was talking about, you know, well, as far as Asheville goes, you know, these elite smart people that are going to vote Democrat, I don't think they'll have a problem voting, but it's these people that are in the mountains that are Trump supporters that might have a little bit of a harder time getting their votes. And I'm not sure if you saw that clip or not, but it was really alarming to see that, because it seems like the areas hit hardest were those Trump supporting areas. Any thoughts on any of that?
Well, I did see the clip, and remember the saying, I don't remember if it was Axelrod or Rahm Emanuel. I think it was Rahm Emanuel, never let a crisis go to waste. I suppose one could extend that to never let a disaster go to waste. And when we see the incompetence at FEMA, we have to ask, is it mere incompetence? I mean, we know that by and large, whatever the government does, they do badly, right? That's true from the DMV to the immigration office. They make a mess of things. The fact that they're doing all this DEI nonsense, you know, and diverting resources to illegals, all of this is an example of the ideological corruption at FEMA. But what David Axelrod did is he took it to a new level by suggesting, hey, listen, there might be a political motive here, and the political motive is we, the Democrats, stand to gain more from this kind of disaster. In other words, if we take a hands-off approach and let things sort of fester and get worse, maybe this will depress the Trump vote as we go into November. I mean, this is the kind of insidious way in which these people think and operate, and so you're right to draw attention to it.
And to that end, you'll have him saying on video essentially what we were just talking about, that like maybe we can make this crisis not go to waste, and maybe there's nefarious intention of not having a quicker response to influence the election. Yet at the same time, those that are in their club, like Hillary Clinton and Kamala and John Kerry, increasingly calling for more censorship, saying if they don't get the social media to clamp down on the supposed misinformation, particularly about this hurricane and hurricane response, but they never say what the misinformation is, that they will lose control. They're saying the quiet parts out loud. There's greater calls for censorship. And because you are one of the leaders in putting out truth out there, exposing the truth, what are your concerns moving forward about having your own voice silenced and access to truth, at, like in your book, Vindicating Trump, and the motion picture that coincides?
Well, if you look at my body of work, you know, going back to my early film on Obama, continuing with Hillary's America, the sort of secret history of the Democratic Party, then 2,000 Mules, now Vindicating Trump, the factual basis holds up extremely well. In fact, I'd be happy to put up my body of work against all the misinformation, disinformation, and just outright lies that come both from the government itself and from the media. I mean, let's remember that in COVID, it was Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, saying, A, if you take the vaccine, you can't get COVID. And B, if you take the vaccine, you can't give somebody else COVID. And it was Fauci who recently admitted that the whole 6-foot social distancing rule, which they said was, you know, follow the science, was basically made up. There was no science behind it. So let's look at, I mean, what's more dangerous? Misinformation coming from some guy, you know, in Peoria, Illinois, who makes a post on Facebook, or disinformation coming from the official arms of the U.S. government?
Such an excellent point, Dinesh. But to that end, we are warriors for truth, trying to get the word out there. But oftentimes, you know, you have to second guess yourself. I know I do, as someone that came from traditional media and then realized I was being used to spread propaganda. When I came into this world and got my eyes increasingly opened, the more I wanted to share the truth, the more I often ask myself, am I in an echo chamber, though? Like, what can I do to reach more of those that just still have not woken up and realized that the media and the government is lying to them? So what do you say to that? How do we get people to read your book and watch your films? How do we make sure that we're not in an echo chamber?
By and large, when I look at my films, I've done 8 of them, and 3 or 4 of them have really broken out into the mainstream. The Obama film, which was in 2,000 theaters and is the second most successful political documentary ever made, and then Hillary's America, 2,000 Mules. What really happened wasn't some kind of clever tactic to reach independents, but rather conservatives rushed out to watch these movies. They rushed out to read the book. And what happened is that that forced the left to then attack me, because what they try to do at the beginning is ignore you. They'll say absolutely nothing. The movie can be in 1,000 theaters, not a word in the New York Times, not a word on CNN. They're kind of hoping it goes away. But if the film is successful, it won't go away. Then they start bashing you. And when they start bashing you and you fire back, then a bunch of independents hear about it. They go, well, I heard some big ruckus about this film. Let me go check it out. So that's the way to draw independents to want to sort of see what the fuss is all about. So my point to your viewers and listeners is, don't worry too much about reaching independents. You go out and see the film. You get the book, share it, put it out there. In this way, you're giving cultural traction to this particular. And by the way, a film is a very unique form of messaging. It's so different than a podcast or a campaign commercial. It's a narrative. It's a story. It's very entertaining. It appeals to the head and to the heart. So it's a very powerful way to reach people. And anything you can do to just help me get the word out is awesome. That's your contribution to Trump and really to the country.
Yes, and so I really encourage everyone on deck to spread the word about vindicating Trump. Make it so big that the recipe Dinesh was just describing of the mainstream media elites will go ahead and bash it and make people curious to check out Vindicating Trump and check out the motion picture. To that end, I only have like 5 more minutes with you, Dinesh. So I wanted to address this new phenomenon, which I think is bigger than ever in this election cycle, and that is more of the candidates realizing they need to talk to the podcasters. I just saw Trump talking to, I believe it was Flagrant, not one I would normally tune into, but it was so enjoyable to watch because Trump is so genuine and just downright hilarious in this podcast. It gives them the opportunity to in a podcast as opposed to a stuffy news interview, and you contrast that with Kamala, who's on like Call Her Daddy podcast, and she just seems so fake and disingenuous. How much do you think that's playing into this election cycle, is the opportunity for more folks to see them in these settings as opposed to the traditional news sit-down interview?
No, absolutely. I think that Trump and J.D. Vance are two authentic expressions of the American dream. They are both very distinctive in the path that they've taken. And Trump is so unique. I mean, if you just look at a simple social media post by Trump, I always look at it and I laugh because only Trump could have done that, right? Not just the content, but his use of the typographical arts. He loves all caps, exclamation points, all these kinds of things. So nobody can do it for him. People would recognize it right away. I think Tim Walz and Kamala Harris are both putting on a big act, and it's ridiculous. I mean, Tim Walz is so over the top. To see a 60-year-old man act in this way is undignified and really embarrassing. Kamala Harris is an empty head, and Trump put it beautifully. I mean, Biden at least had a brain but lost it. She never seems to have had one in the first place, and it's so obvious to anyone who pays attention. So by and large, the media normally acts as a kind of refracting lens. They cover up for her, kind of the way 60 Minutes did with the recent interview, where they remove her dumb and meaningless answer. They swap out a line from a different part of the interview to make her sound intelligent. So this kind of media manipulation is happily, it's like now out in the public eye. We know that that is what these people do. And so podcasts and even a movie like mine, where I had a 45-minute sit-down with Trump, and I tried to constantly ask him questions different from the ones he normally gets asked so that it would bring out a different side of Trump and let people see Trump, in a sense, in the round. I'm not giving you a new Trump. I'm just trying to round out the picture.
Exactly. So again, this is Vindicating Trump, the book and the motion picture. You said the motion picture is still in theaters, but it is coming to streaming soon.
Yes, it'll be in streaming next week. DVDs are available now, and VindicatingTrump.com is the website. If you want to see it in the theater, you know, go right away. You can plug in your town or your city. It'll pop up the theaters where the movie is still playing. But if not, do not panic, because you can get DVDs and you'll be able to stream the movie next week.
What do you think is the biggest takeaway that people will come away from this film and this book from knowing?
Well, there are even, Republicans and conservatives who say things like, well, you know, I don't know about Trump. I mean, I liked his policies. Or they say something like, I don't like his character, but he did a good job the last time. Or they say he needs to shut his mouth. So there are all these people who think that they know better than Trump. They want to sort of remake Trump. They want a new and different Trump. And the argument that I make in the film and the book, and I show it, is, hey, listen, we don't need to remake Trump. Frankly, we need to remake our understanding of Trump. For the crisis in which the country finds itself now, this is the perfect guy. He has the perfect combination of qualities, including the supreme virtue of political courage. He has more courage than pretty much every Republican put together. And so in this kind of environment, maybe at some other time he would not be the best guy, but for this time, he's not only the best guy, he may be the only guy.
Absolutely. Well, Dinesh, again, thank you so much for coming on, taking the time to get the word out. We're going to do our part and try and spread the word about Vindicating Trump. And again, I'm just so honored to have been able to talk to you today. You are someone that is showing us the American dream, showing us that, you know, you were born in India, you came here, and look at all of the creative and amazing contributions you're just continuing to make. And so we just want to thank you and honor you for everything that you've done.
Hey, I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You bet. All right. That was Dinesh D'Souza. Make sure you pick up your book, Vindicating Trump. You can find it on Amazon. That helps the intrigue. If it's real popular on Amazon, then it will get more eyes on it. Check out the film at a theater near you. And if not, streaming is coming up soon. So where are you going to be entering the next hour? I want to remind you the phones are open, 1-877-789-2539. We'd love to hear from you. Say hello. And we're hitting a very important topic coming up next in just about a minute.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. improve the quality of your life, and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Christy Lee.
Welcome back to The American Journal. So happy and honored to be sitting here joined by the best audience in the world, the InfoWars audience, the Truth Warriors, those that have an open mind enough to look at everything and use their mind to evaluate for themselves. It's really a novel idea, you know. Thank you for tuning in. This is an important hour because in about a half hour, I'm going to be joined by Dr. Neil Anand, who is another doctor that is being persecuted for trying to help patients. And we'll be covering that. If you are someone that deals with chronic pain, I want to hear from you because part of the problem of why this story isn't getting out more, which I think it is a crazy story, he has found through FOIA requests that artificial intelligence is being used to arbitrarily evaluate prescriptions that are being put out there by doctors, and then it is signaling to the feds, you know, whose door they can kick down and seize their assets of and persecute next. That is what's happening, but it's not getting the attention it deserves because right now the doctor's being targeted. We've already seen the targeted and persecution of the COVID era, those that were going against the COVID narrative, but now the doctors that they're going after are those that are dealing with opioids. It's an easy target for them because they can seem like they're going after something that is already demonized without addressing the source of illegal opioids at the border. So I want to hear from you if that is you. And let's go ahead and play Dr. Parker, who has just reported to jail for up to 7 years, and hear what he has to say. Play this clip, please.
Doubling down when you're absolutely provably wrong. And so we end up with fentanyl and now xylazine flooding across border checkpoints. And instead of those federal agents being on the border where they should be, they're kicking in doctors' doors because they said we're going to go where the money is and the guns are not. That's a quote from a DEA executive. So the death rate is rising, and it will fall eventually because over 1 million Americans are dead. And if you kill enough people from an oppressed group, you start running out of people to oppress, right? That's why you see them branching out from pain medicine. Now it's addiction medicine, ADD medicine. Pretty soon it's going to be any controlled medicine, anxiety medicine, everything. They are on a kick. They are seizing the assets of 70 and 80 year old physicians, their life savings, and that's lucrative. And nobody shoots at them, right? They came and everyone is terrified. A member, the chairman of the Arkansas Pain Review Board, said that they were all terrified when the DEA came in, and I have this on tape, and told them, if you don't do things the way we want, we will prosecute 5 Arkansas doctors as an example. I'm one of those 5. I know the other 3, and I'm wondering who the 5th one will be. This is a violation of 42 U.S.C. 1395, which clearly says in federal law that it is illegal for any employee of the federal government to try to even influence the practice of medicine, much less dictate it with a rifle. So we end up with freedom of conscience. Do physicians, must physicians take part in this purge, this promotion of a type of euthanasia? Must you take an action that you think will kill your patient? Because I can tell you right now, you leave severe chronic pain untreated, patients die. You don't treat addiction appropriately, patients die. You make doctors too scared to treat their patients because they might be a DEA agent lying about to them about their pain, creating false MRIs like they did at my clinic. A DEA agent came in. I would not, my clinic would not give him an appointment because he did not have medical records. They created fake records. They got an appointment. Came in to be seen. I looked him over, examined him, and told him, I don't see a need for controlled medications. But they allowed someone to go in front of a grand jury and say Dr. Parker does not do physical examinations despite that DEA agent getting one when he went in there.
And that so is the machine plot of that video. That's Dr. Joseph Parker. He's now behind bars for trying to help his patients. So many great points that he made there. But, you know, now he's thrown in jail for 7 years. We'll be hitting this topic very shortly. Come back after the break.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Christy Lee.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We're covering so many topics, particularly, though, the weather, the hurricanes, the tornadoes. So many things going on there. We're also covering, and the truth about that, because we won't get the truth about the response or what's truly happening on the ground from, you know, traditional news. Well, I say traditional. It's more like regime media at this point. But we're also talking about election integrity. And just before the break, I was showing you a clip of Dr. Joseph Parker, who I interviewed a couple weeks ago and who is now behind bars for coming up against the machine of the government trying to defend his innocence. He was simply trying to treat his patients for chronic pain. Many of his patients are cancer patients, and they're using FOIA requests are showing that they're using artificial intelligence to target doctors like Dr. Joseph Parker and basically throw them under the bus, seize their assets, destroy their lives, rather than address the illegal fentanyl coming over the border, because that's just not as easy to do. So we're talking about that, and I have particularly appealed to hear from you that deal with chronic pain to destigmatize. I think that's why this story isn't getting more attention, because people are like, oh, opioids, like, and they immediately think of the border or something, or have a judgment. But we do need to destigmatize the fact that chronic pain is a thing and is something that needs to be addressed. And as Dr. Joseph Parker says, if it's not, it can lead to death itself. So I'm going to take some more calls on that in a moment. But just when I was talking to Dinesh D'Souza, I had mentioned what's going on in Georgia. And so just to review what's happening there is the election board in Georgia is suing over a dispute on who gets to monitor the election results. Isn't it interesting that, you know, as long as they get to, the Democrats, the leftists, they get to monitor, then all is well. But as long, if you try and get more Republicans in there, then they lose their mind and they, of course, use the lawfare. This is happening in Fulton County, Georgia. They're suing the Georgia State Election Board this week in the latest development in an unfolding battle between the two entities over how to monitor and ensure election integrity in November. This is coming from Fox News. They're asking a judge to declare the state board lacks the authority to force it to accept and Fulton County to pay for additional monitors for the 2024 election that have been handpicked by certain state election board members. They're responding by voting 3-2 to subpoena a trove of 2020 election documents from Fulton County Clerk of Court. They found that they did, in fact, violate some parts of the state election code. Shocker. And this is also a recent development coming just about a week after the Georgia State Election Board sparked controversy by voting 3-2 to approve a rule that requires poll workers to count the number of paper ballots by hand after voting is completed, a decision that was opposed by Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, utter disappointment in the Attorney General's office, but supported by those with common sense. So the argument is that from the leftists, laughably, is that if we add these extra layers to ensure election integrity, it could delay getting the results. Like, are you kidding me? These are the same outlets that have been saying it could take weeks, it could take months to appropriately count every vote, but then they at the same time say, oh, we can't hand count and actually cross-reference because that could delay things. It's just so ridiculous. But in about 20 minutes, Dr. Neil Anand is going to be joining me. He is one of the doctors that is being targeted by the artificial intelligence for arrest and possibly going to face jail time for trying to help his patients. And we want to, I noticed a call came in from Howard in Cape Coral, Florida, who goes to a pain clinic. So, Howard, what are your thoughts on this topic?
Yes, my name's Howie, and I have chronic pain. I go to a pain clinic, and my doctor is a saint. He limits the amount of opioids I get. But these thugs are now arresting chronic pain doctors
yes.
for giving opioids to cancer patients.
Yes.
And those afflicted with serious pain, instead of arresting those bringing in fentanyl into our country,
yes.
the doctors are easier targets. I keep saying, get the names of the agents that break down the doors. Get the names of the agents that gleefully let these savage criminals into our country. Get their names of the arresting agents, J6 Patriots. Get their names so when Trump is president, hopefully we will have a bucket full of names of these seditious bastards. Excuse my French. They disregarded our rights and our Constitution. Hopefully Garland and Ray will be indicted and sent to prison. These egomaniac agents, they will get away with it if we don't get their names. But these doctors, oh my God, they've gone to school for years and years. I was in the medical profession, and now I'm afflicted with serious pain. And as I said, my doctor is a saint to me. He's helped so many people with very critical pain throughout their the rest of what remains in their life. I mean, they people hardly have any time left, and he's trying to ease their pain as much as possible during these last years on Earth. And the agents are going after them. This infuriates me. Unbelievable.
I don't know if you saw that clip of Dr. Joseph Parker that I played, but I was just so impressed with him. He's clearly just a very smart, wise, pleasant man who really cared about his patients and wouldn't, you know, fall into the trap of like taking any kind of plea deal, defended his actions to the end as far as trying to help people. And they essentially framed him. They had a DEA agent come in. He refused care. And then they lied about it and just also they could throw him in jail and appear as if they're doing something, seize his assets. It's heartbreaking, is it not?
Yes. These agents, as I said, they're They're filled with themselves, with the power they have, the power they're given, and they're just abusing the American people. I say we get their names, got to get their names, I'm telling you. And I guess I did see that that clip, and I had tears going down my eyes. I really did. This is not good. Our country is under attack by our own federal government. This is scary. And I personally take the Second Amendment very, very seriously. And so do my neighbors. And this is what the federal government does not know. We are 1776, and we're ready. We're getting ready for battle.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your call, Howie. You're helping to destigmatize the very necessary need, in many cases that some have, for pain medication. And you have these thugs, these feds that have decided this is their next easy target, to look as if they're doing something. They're going after doctors that have independent thinking and a different way to address things, and that's the next target, and it's not enough people are talking about it. We've seen the January Sixers thrown in prison. We've seen so many horrible things, and so I want to go ahead and play one more clip from Dr. Joseph Parker, who again is behind bars at the hands of our tyrannical government for practicing medicine, and he says it best. So I think that's a good time for me to play this clip. He says it best. Listen to this.
Yeah, he brings up a very good point. We don't have two tiers of justice in this country. We don't have justice at all. Once you are branded as a target by the federal government, they will not accept any evidence of innocence, of honorable intention. All of that will be ignored, and they will manufacture the evidence necessary to ensure your conviction, because they see it as for the greater good, right? And just as in the Soviet Union, where your defense attorney had to assume your guilt, that's where we are. And it's very, very few defense attorneys actually are willing to fight the federal government. You go to court and you realize they're handing you over. Now, Ron Chapman is not one of those, but he was a former Marine. So he understands strategy. He understands, as I do, as being a former military officer, that the government's not always correct. It's not even 90% correct. The fact that they get, I have a 98.6% conviction rate, tells me that a lot of innocent people are going to prison. Because it used to be 73%. How did they get so tremendously accurate? Or did they just tilt the entire playing field so it's like El Capitan? And that's where we are. We're being shoved off a cliff, and I'm speaking out because I was on night patrol and got shoved off a cliff, and I'm hoping to wake up my comrades before I hit the ground so that the other Marines can get up and fight.
And I hope so, too. And I do hope so, too. I'll say it again. Can you believe this? I mean, can you believe it? This is America now, and he is in jail for practicing medicine right now, and he's had to endure lies of the media. We talked about that as well, and that's why I can't talk to Dr. Joseph Parker today, because he's in jail, but currently Dr. Neil Anand, who I'm going to be talking to shortly, is, and look at these headlines, over-prescribing pain pills. Let me talk about that for one moment. So these articles will say that he over-prescribed pills, and they'll break it down by how many, but then when you act, and it sounds like, oh my gosh, that was like so many pain pills. But then when you actually do the math, it works out to like one or two pills per patient per day. So the legacy media is just helping with the propaganda campaign to drag this doctor through the mud and lie about what he was really doing. So, I mean, I challenge you to do the math and like actually look at these. It's just another example of legacy media failing who they're supposed to defend. They're supposed to defend the public and hold those in power accountable. But as usual, they're like lapdogs for the federal government. And they're like, oh, we need to prop up this narrative. We need to make it seem like it's normal that this doctor was thrown in jail. It's so upsetting. It's so maddening. But We have about 10 more minutes left in this segment before we bring on Dr. Neil Anon. So let's talk more about election, because that's going to be pivotal to holding these folks accountable, as well as getting someone in that will check the federal agencies. That's why the addition of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is so exciting for me personally. I can only speak for myself, is because he does have a history of holding large agencies accountable. And, even Trump talking about Elon Musk being someone that can look at corruption in governments. I mean, this is obviously something that needs to be checked, and we got to hope and pray that we even have a hope of this happening, because I get it. There are still people that have their second thoughts about Trump. I have my second thoughts about Trump, and I'm still cautiously optimistic. But the only hope we have, I mean, do we want to just accelerate down the and jump off the cliff with Kamala, or do we want at least a hope of holding these federal agencies accountable, of reining in the government, limiting the government? You know, come on. So, you know, I saw this article from the Right Scoop that the Trump campaign, Arizona GOP, is bringing in a big gun to run election integrity operation. Certainly that would need to happen in Arizona, because what a mess Arizona is. I have no confidence in them being able to run a fair election now with mouse talking Katie Hobbs at the helm. And, you know, they were able to get away with so much fraud, essentially, not even following their own rules there when Carrie Lake was running for governor, that I just have no confidence there. But they're going to go ahead and bring in Harmeet Dhillon, who I've interviewed in the past. And, she's a tough cookie. So we'll see if that is enough to turn things around in Arizona. A lot of my frustration is coming from, it seems like they have taken a lot of actions too late. You know, why weren't we getting on this sooner? Now we're less than 30 days away from an election, and some of these things that have been an issue are just now being addressed. Like, are you kidding me? On that note, let's take a phone call about that topic. Josh from Atlanta thinks they're just going to steal this again. So, Josh, thank you for your pessimistic phone call. Let's hear your thoughts.
Yeah, Christy, I appreciate you hosting. But I try not to be pessimistic. I try to be optimistic, you know, but after seeing what they did to, you know, Alex Jones for using his First Amendment right to say whatever he wants, you know, suing him for $1 billion, and these doctors who prescribed OxyContin filed a lawsuit for $300 million or something like that. It's comical to me, but at the same time, it's like really scary. And what they did to that lady in Arizona, 9 years for trying to investigate that election fraud that she saw when she tried to bring it to her. Yeah, when they tried to bring it to her own IT people, they didn't want to look at it, and then they were telling her to delete it, which was illegal. And I'm just, you know, at this point, the judicial system is compromised. Somebody was on Alex Jones' show like a month ago, and he was pointing out the three people who are responsible for all of the corruption. And I can't remember who they were, but they were the head, you know, they were at the tops of the intel agencies and stuff like that. And it's just, you know, they're going to come after everybody who tries to expose the truth. And what I'm seeing on YouTube and stuff like that is they've taken all the conservatives off to point out the truth, and then they funnel these funded influencers who look organic on their channels, be them black, white, Hispanic, whatever, but they look like little people who are just starting a little channel, but instantly hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of people in their channels, seeing how Democrats are just the truth and Republicans make all these accusations with zero proof, zero evidence, roasting this white lady who's being convicted for 9 years. In her elderly age, just talking about how privileged she was and how she deserves to roast in jail. You know what I mean? And that clip that you played is incredible, because it's not a two-tier justice system. There is no justice, you know, and if you have millions and millions of dollars to fight a case, you can probably get away with it. But as for people who are on a not even middle class level, you're not getting away with anything, especially if you choose to stand up and do the virtuous thing to where you're calling out fraud and actually giving a damn about your country. They are going to make an example out of you. They've done it with Mike Lindell. They did it with Trump. You know what I mean? And I just don't, I think that it is so far gone and they have it so compartmentalized, and they've used bureaucracy to set up the medical system, the judicial system. It's Marxism, and they've got it all, man. You know, and I hate to say it, but Trump's not going to change all that in 4 years. And it doesn't really look like there's anybody stepping up behind him. I mean, DeSantis is good, but you got Republicans in Georgia and Fulton County who think that Brian Kemp is doing something good, and he's not. And they think he's great, and he's not, you know? So it's like nobody knows what's going on. But I'm going to tell you, it's not going to be as easy as electing Donald Trump to fix our problems, because he's not going to deport anybody. And it's just too far gone, in my opinion. And I love everybody, Christy, and I think you're so hot, and you're doing a great job.
Well,
but I'm fired
you.
Up about it.
Save that clip to show my husband later. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you, Josh, for your phone call. He's got annoyed, so I have it. No, I'm kidding. But thank you, Josh. And Josh feels like many do, and it's hard not to be pessimistic. And so that's why I just always come back to, you know, I got to remind myself that God is the blessed controller of all things. Everything is in his hands. What was that? Everything's in his hand, and, you know, we're going to give it to God and pray about it and do our part. And I'm trying to do my part. I'm trying today to be a voice for the voiceless. This topic isn't being covered not enough. My heart breaks that Josh is who I was talking to, that Dr. Parker is now in jail for standing up for his innocence. And for nothing. Like he said in that clip, I mean, it's like, what, 98% of the cases that the feds bring against people, they just magically win. They're so good. Or is it because the feds are corrupt and they know how to target and jail people who dissent? You know, it's the latter. It's more likely. Since we were talking about the election, let's take another video about... Because we do need to be aware of these things. I'm not trying to keep on the pessimistic thing, but non-citizens are receiving flyers with instructions on how to register to vote for Harris Walz. That's clip number 6, but at least we're finding out about it, and it's getting exposed. Clip number 6.
An investigation by Fox 2 finds non-U.S. citizen migrant workers are being encouraged to vote in November's presidential election. Fox Files investigator Chris Hayes found this out after an employer of migrant workers alerted him.
These union mailers were just sent to non-U.S. citizen migrant workers. They say, quote, stop the steal by stopping Trump's allies. Vote for Harris Walz and pro-worker candidates. Here's 11 of the mailers addressed to non-U.S. citizens mailed to their workplace, which alerted Fox 2. The business, which specializes in landscaping, does not want to be identified. The company's manager told us their migrant worker employees, who are from Mexico, are all background checked and have legal H-2B visas, which allow their temporary stay here. The manager explained the migrant workers are also allowed to have union representation and that they pay dues to their union, called LIUNA. But the manager cannot understand why the union would send mailers to non-U.S. citizens encouraging their vote in the presidential election.
We tried repeatedly to get an explanation from Washington, D.C.-based union LIUNA. 3 emails to their communications department and 3 phone calls.
A 4th call also went to voicemail. We checked...
Well, there you go. More nefarious methods by those that can't win legitimately, so they have to have all these tentacles of election malfeasance happening. We also learned that the Harris campaign somehow got Arizona students all of their phone numbers to be able to send them a text to encourage them to vote. So it's just like, man, you almost can't blame the right for not being able to keep up. I mean, it's just a constant assault coming from every angle. We're talking about the weather angle, you know, how they're leaving the Trump supporters out to dry, perhaps intentionally because they don't want them back on their feet in order to be able to vote. You have the manipulation of data breaches to reach young people. You have the non-citizens angle. It's like there's just so many tentacles. Which gives me hope, actually. If they're this desperate to have this many avenues of ways they're trying to cheat, it does show some desperation. And it shows that all these plans to steal, kill, and destroy our way of life, all of these attacks from the enemy, God is bigger. And he's going to be given even more glory when we humble ourselves and ask him to heal our land and continue to pray for him to bring back control, bring back hope. And so I'm going to continue to push that on you. When we return, we'll be joined by Dr. Neil Anand. Do not miss it.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity
And then there's mass sterilization that's already taken place. Cutting off all the major energy sources is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around. This stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Christy Lee. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome. Welcome back to American Journal, Christy Lee. Happy to be here and joined by my favorite audience in the world, the InfoWars audience. And thank you for your patience, those waiting on the line to talk. I will have much more time to take more phone calls in the final hour. But we're hitting a very important topic, and I need to shamelessly beg you to follow me on X. I feel like I've been shadow banned on there ever since I went from traditional, which is now just propaganda puppet media, to appearing on InfoWars to whistleblow about that. Like, they've hidden my platform there. But it's important that you follow me on X at Christy Lee TV, at Christy Lee TV. I have the last thing I posted was a thread on this important topic. I'm committed to being a voice for the voiceless and holding those in power accountable, the true tenets of journalism. And I have a thread there on this topic that we're going to dive into with Dr. Neil Anand, that the persecution of hardworking Americans continues. There are people being thrown in jail left and right by our corrupt government, our tyrannical government. There is no justice. We have Tina Peters, who tried to stand up for election integrity. She's supposed to sit in jail for 9 years when she has the receipts that there was malfeasance going on. She was able to save what happened with those machines. You can find that very easily. There's no explanation for it. And instead, she is thrown in jail. And as the last caller talked about, there's this campaign to demonize and insult injury, demonize this woman, Tina Peters. Obviously, you're well aware of the attacks on Alex Jones and how much they would love to throw him in jail or kill him, quite frankly. And they're trying to kill InfoWars as a whole. There are countless examples now of American citizens being persecuted. And Dr. Neil Anand has done a great job with his FOIA requests, exposing that now they're even using artificial intelligence technology to try and target good doctors who are just trying to help their patients. And so let's go ahead and bring Dr. Neil Anand in. He is a board-certified, fellowship-trained anesthesiologist and the founder of the Institute of Advanced Medicine and Surgery, and also is helping run this website. I believe it's Doctors of Courage. Remind me of that, Dr. Neil Anand, when you join me. So, Dr. Neil Anand, thank you for joining me on this important topic. Is that the website, doctorsofcourage.com?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a part of multiple groups, but today I'm talking about America United International, as well as I can talk about Doctors of Courage as well. But there's numerous groups around the country that are trying to solve the problems that are occurring nationally. So, but yeah, today I'm representing America United International. I'm glad you're talking about Dr. Parker, because he went into, I think, prison either today or yesterday. And that man was truly a brilliant man, on the level, I would say, of Elon Musk level of intelligence. He is a man who, like, I don't know if you watched the Book of Eli, but with Denzel Washington, Dr. Parker actually memorized the entire Bible. From wow. cover to cover. So he can recite the entire Bible. He memorized the entire Bible. He was very prominent in rocket science, and was trying to help get humanity to Mars. So he was just a very brilliant man. And also to bring you some more news, a prominent member of the MAHA movement had died about a week ago, and that has caused a huge amount of commotion on X. His name is Dr. Felix Brizuela. He was a member of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s campaign, and he had died. So, you know, hopefully we can dedicate this show to the memories of Dr. Felix Brizuela and Dr. Joseph Parker.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad that you gave us that latest information on this doctor, poor doctor that has passed, and absolutely can dedicate this. Dr. Neil Anand, I know it's been frustrating for you. You are also under attack currently. And so tell us your story and where you're at in your journey of facing persecution from the federal government.
So basically, I got arrested on September 25th, 2019, for prescribing pain medications to my patients, as well as other non-opiate, pain medications to my patients. And, you know, the case has been dragging on for numerous years now. I filed multiple freedom of information requests to find out exactly what's the methodology that's being used to, go after so many physicians. Especially they arrested numerous physicians, in Philadelphia, people, colleagues I had known very well for many years, and they had been doing this all around the country, arresting physicians. So, you know, I joined Doctors of Courage to find out what is going on, what's the methodology. And what we found out from Freedom of Information Act requests is that they're using a methodology called predictive data analytics, which is a kind of artificial intelligence and then we're going to be challenging the government about the artificial intelligence. It's going to be the first artificial intelligence case where we're challenging the government artificial intelligence in the country. A lot of people are calling it the battle in the city of Benjamin Franklin, because I live in Philadelphia. And we're just going to challenge the whole methodology that's being used to attack physicians as well as other people around the country. And I'd like to go over these FOIA documents with you or with your audience now if I can.
Yeah, please do.
So basically what is happening is that the government is looking at data, large data sets, either structured or unstructured data, and they're trying to find out if a person is an outlier. They're using something called summary statistics, and they look at if a physician is an outlier or a patient is an outlier, depending on what kind of medications they're taking. And so they can target that because they collect a lot of data. They have all your health information data through the electronic health record. The government has also all the prescription data from, people's prescription. They have all your banking history. They have your political affiliation. And because the data brokers collect all that and then they sell that. I mean, it's commonly known now. And so they take this data and then they can use it to identify or categorize people. So they can categorize people by their political affiliation, you know, what food they eat, who they vote for, even esoteric things like what kind of people they like, what kind of women do they like to date, what kind of men do they like to date, what kind of art do they like, everything. The Oracle collects all this. So they're able to then take that data, through algorithms, then calculate a risk score for a certain behavior and try to predict that behavior. Advertising companies like Google and Facebook, or TikTok, they can take that data and then, you know, make a targeted ad based on your preferences to see if you will purchase an item. So each time a person gets a shampoo or from CVS, you know, you have the CVS card, they know exactly what shampoo you're getting. They're collecting all this data. So there's a lot of data on each person throughout the United States, but then the government can take that data and then target a particular person or a group of people from that data. And that data was used, that kind of style of targeting was used first by the Nazis, when they got the IBM DOMAG computers and they were able to use the census data to find out, Jews, where the Jews lived. And then, it allowed them to target the Jews more effectively that lived in a certain area. So that technology and those ideas are being used currently. I mean, a modification of those ideas. So that's what's happening. And then a lot of the problems, I think, are also happening due to the DEA considers the distribution of prescription drugs as a closed system. And I'm a closed system biologist, and I did closed circuit anesthesia. I trained under Alan Clyde and a variety of other physicians. You know, we studied Biosphere 2 and other closed systems, and they're very complicated systems. And these complicated systems, they're not easily controlled. And we saw with Biosphere 2 an inordinate amount of problems that happened by trying to, you know, create a system. We wanted to create a system where we could have a living habitat on Mars or some other planet. And, you know, we cannot pursue this kind of, you know, these kind of ideologies without testing and proper testing. And that's why we filed the FOIA request to see what is exactly the government doing. How are they doing things? How are they predicting human behaviors? And where does this all eventually lead to?
Yeah, and you've compared it to, you know, we've talked a lot about how they want to integrate a social credit score system here in America to be modeled after China. And your argument is that we're basically already there because they have these systems. They already know so much about us, and they're able to use that information to then target. I think that when I was first trying to wrap my mind about this particular story, I was like, okay, well, what's the motivation? Why would they be going after these particular doctors that are working with opioids? And now it becomes clearer and clearer to me. They can have on you your political affiliation, your belief system. You know, Dr. Joseph Parker, as you said, is a dedicated Christian who's memorized the entire Bible, is a very wise person. And then you've expressed to me your support of doctors that are willing to use whatever methods are available to them, including alternative methods, to treat their patients and have that personal doctor-patient relationship. And so they're able to use, and they know that about you guys. They know about your political affiliations and what way you lean. And so then they have this at their disposal. Okay, well, you know, opioids are stigmatized right now. Let's use our AI system to look at these doctors in particular and create a narrative that they're abusing them while ignoring what's happening at the border. And so, again, Dr. Joseph Parker is in jail right now. You're facing possible conviction. And so it's becoming more clear to me the game that they're playing and how they're getting away with it. What did I miss, Dr. Anand? This is my evaluation.
No, you said everything perfectly. I think what has happened is they're using a lot of risk models now, from what I look at, that are similar to the long-term capital management risk model. And I don't know if you know very much about that, but what happened was there was portfolio insurance in 1987. So they developed these computer risk models that allowed banks to use a lot of leverage. And they used something called the Black-Scholes equation somebody won the Nobel Prize for that. And they basically are using the same kind of system, the same kind of calculations, to generate, you know, a risk model, and they want to reduce risk of, you know, to solve the, for example, the opiate crisis, or they might obesity crisis, whatever crisis you want to solve. They're trying to, you know, create a risk model and try to reduce risk. But the problem is when you're wrong, as in happened in 1987, there was a stock market collapse, and basically, you know, I think it would have wiped out the whole New York banking system. And then Warren Buffett and Bill Gates had to come, you know, and save that system and basically rescue that system. So that's what, you know, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, they were involved in trying to bail out that system and improve the model system with computers and computer technology and collection of data.
What else should we know about your efforts to collect this information via the Freedom of Information Act? I briefly looked at some of the documents that you sent me, and it appeared as if they tried very hard to prevent you from receiving this material. But what else should we know about that?
Well, I mean, luckily for me, I have a liberty interest. So I'm entitled to these documents before my trial, and they've been fighting me about it. And then I had to sue the government. And we sued the government in Washington, D.C., the DEA and Health and Human Services. About 20 doctors joined me in that effort to find out what are the exact predictive policing equations that they're using against physicians, because they can use it against anyone. And then they can target anyone, and they can deplatform anyone. I know Melania Trump came on television and she was debanked. I've been debanked. There's a bunch of people I know that lose their ability to bank, which makes things very difficult for them, because we live in a society with a lot of cashless transactions. And I think this kind of cancel culture is going to destroy the United States. And I really appreciate you giving a voice to the voiceless and holding those in power accountable. I appreciate that so much.
You're welcome, and I hope that your story gets out more. And as Dr. Joseph Parker was saying, part of this, an element of this, is kind of separating doctors. There's the doctors that will turn against each other and kind of serve the government. I don't know if it's out of fear, if it's out of their own biases or what. And then there's the doctors of courage that are coming together and trying to sound the alarm. Look, the government needs to stay out of the doctor-patient relationship regardless of what we're talking about. And so what observations have you made in that regard?
Well, I think there are a few doctors coming together, not as many as I would like to believe. There are a lot of military physicians that have come together to fight. And that has been very interesting to me. I served in the military, and because I think they have the mind that, you know, if there's something they don't believe in or there's something they believe is wrong, they'll fight for it. So I've noticed a coalescing of a lot of military physicians coming together. I've noticed a lot of physicians, who have very strong ethical beliefs who come together. So anyone, you know, that could help us, we're willing to accept help from anyone. And we just don't want, the targeting to be flipped. There's an obesity crisis. We don't want people to, be targeted for eating Doritos and Coke or something like that. The shaming culture and whatnot. We just don't want to see that. So, we just want to help people and help them in the best way possible and help people reach their full potential as physicians.
Yeah. And I think thank you for reminding me of that. Dr. Joseph Parker, also a veteran. So you have those doctors that have served in the military who are actively being targeted. And Dr. Joseph is in jail behind bars, even as a veteran, with this campaign against him. What about you? Like, how has your life changed since you were targeted? And what did that look like?
Well, when I was targeted and charged, there was maybe 80 police officers and FBI agents and DEA agents that raided my home. And I had a little child at the time. So it was and they wore more armor than, an average soldier in Afghanistan would have worn or Iraq. So, it was tremendous overkill. My wife was tremendously frightened, and, she left me and took the kid. So, it ruined my life, in terms of my home life. But then there was other problems, the debanking and, my practice had to shut down, and there's a whole host of other problems. I wasn't allowed to work. I wasn't allowed to work in healthcare. The court didn't let me do that. So, the problems compound, and it's very difficult for a human being to get out of those problems once that chain of events occurs. So, That's why I'm inviting anyone who wants to come and see the first artificial intelligence case in the United States, where we're going to challenge government AI, to come to Philadelphia, come to my trial, come to the courtroom and see for yourself. Because we're going to challenge the math. We're going to challenge, the predictive analytics. I even filed a motion, to allow someone like Elon Musk or someone, you know, with AI or someone with some sort of computer talent to come and assist me, because the government themselves, they've sent their top mathematician to come to the trial. Might be smarter than Peter Thiel, might be smarter than, you know, Warren Buffett in terms of math, not Terrence Tao level, but, you know, a high level mathematician. So it's going to be a battle of the math, a battle of AI, and it should be an interesting case.
Yeah, absolutely. And even Dr. Joseph Parker had pointed that out about your case, is they continue to be able to succeed in creating these David versus Goliath situations. It's by design that you are prevented from being able to work, because they have unlimited resources to attack you, and yet they leave you with no way to obtain resources or a defense. And you know, they really try and beat you down to make you take a plea deal or something. Is that what was the case for you? Were you enticed to plead guilty or take some kind of a plea, or, you know, what did you do? What do you do at that point?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of corruption in the system. I think the government, the way they don't give the data, they drag on a case. I mean, we asked for a speedy trial. That was denied. So a lot of the rights that I think people have, or soldiers thought that they would have who defended this country, they don't really exist anymore. So and so when you go into a court battle, it's a very difficult battle. It's a very trying battle. I give a lot of credit to criminal defense attorneys, but at the same time, you know, I can see they're going to be overmatched, especially with government artificial intelligence. The government artificial intelligence is going to be smarter than probably every Supreme Court justice combined in a few years. So, and the you know, U.S. executive branch will have, the Department of Justice will have these kind of computers and computer systems that can outsmart any human attorney. So we're reaching a point where in the future it's going to be extremely difficult for a human being or a person to mount any kind of defense against the United States government.
Yeah.
So it's critical.
How can people help you? Dr. Anand, did you write your story down, or any of that? I know some have written about their experiences. I don't know if you got around to doing that.
I've been in the news quite a bit. I'm on youarewithinthenorms.com often. Dr. Zakurj has done a few stories on me. I haven't gotten a tremendous amount of media coverage yet, and that was something that was very surprising for the first artificial intelligence case in the United States, in Philadelphia, city of Benjamin Franklin, such a big battle he fought, humans versus AI, and no media coverage. And I assume it has to do with this election process. They want to maybe keep it down until the election is over. So, but I think it's a very important topic, and I would appreciate any help or anybody who wants to do more stories or find out about it or look at the FOIA documents. I'm happy to share them with everyone. They're public documents now. And, it shows the targeting packages that are used to target, everyday Americans. So that's something that we need, attorneys, human rights attorneys. I'm working with a bunch of human rights attorneys, not just in America United International, but American Pain and Disability Foundation, Doctor Patient Forum. So there's a few groups that I'm working with to try to help me look into this, but we need way more help than what we have now. So thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Where should folks go to connect with you or to find out more?
Well, people can reach out to me by email. I'm at cardiacgasman@gmail.com because I'm an anesthesiologist, but also America United International, Doctors of Courage, You're Within the Norms, Doctor Patient Forum. So there's a bunch of organizations that I'm working with. But people can find me on X. I'm there as well as on Facebook. And I'm a member of a bunch of physician groups as well.
All
as
right, patient doctor. Let's talk to you a little bit more on the other side, but try and connect with him in the meantime.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com, 5-star review, or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Christy Lee. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. Christy Lee in today for Harrison Smith, who's spending time with his baby. Happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me back. Love talking to you. We got a lot of folks waiting on the line. I want to get to your phone calls. We have multiple topics at play that you can call in about in this final hour. The number is 1-877-789-2539. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the acceleration of targeting American-loving patriots now. More doctors getting thrown behind bars. Now they're using artificial intelligence to target them and also basically use a social credit score to figure out who exactly they wanted to target. So would love your feedback on that important segment that I don't think is getting enough attention. Also would ask that you follow me on X at Christy Lee TV, at Christy Lee TV. I just put up a thread on this important topic that I would encourage you to share about these doctors that are being targeted for wrong think and for actually doing their job. Well, we have actual illegal fentanyl flooding our borders and killing people. It's not as lucrative and it's more dangerous to go after those people. So let's just go after long-standing doctors. I mean, why not? So would love your thoughts on that. Make sure you call in. We have talked a lot of bad news. So here's some good news. Obviously, the Democrats are freaking out. They're losing control of the narrative. They're losing control of support. And, you know, this is making them freak out. Here, I want to show you a clip from CNN. They're having some trauma. It's taking them back to 2016. So watch this, clip number 7.
We have some new CNN reporting today about what is going on behind the scenes inside the Harris campaign and more broadly among Democrats who are growing more and more anxious about a 2016 redux. CNN's Priscilla Alvarez joins me now. Priscilla, we were just joking here at the table that anxious Democrats happen on a day that ends in Y. But this is something that perhaps is warranted given the data that they're seeing. Explain your great reporting.
Yeah, look, that's exactly right, Dana. And this has been a campaign that was described by multiple Democrats, allies, aides, to the vice president as a good vibes campaign. But what's also creeping in now is that anxiety. The reason for that is because these polls are not really moving, despite multiple battleground blitzes, despite the opportunities she has had across media outlets. There is still not a lot of movement from voters who are moving more towards her versus former President Donald Trump. In fact, I had one source describe it to me this way, quote, people are nervous. They know the polls are tight. And a lot of us are having these flashbacks to 2016, too. We know when it can go the wrong way and it can still feel fresh. So 2016 is the key here. When I've talked to Harris campaign officials, it often comes up in conversation. Where did Hillary Clinton have her pitfalls? And where can they make up that ground and build on what Joe Biden did in 2020? One of those, to give you an example, is those red and rural districts. Look at, for example, Cambria County in Pennsylvania. Now, former President Donald Trump won in that county, but the former President Biden was able to gain some ground there more than Hillary Clinton had in 2016. The vice president has already visited twice. And so that is the type of strategy that they're trying to deploy to try to make up that ground where they saw Hillary Clinton wasn't able to in 2016. Then, too, there's the mobilizing. Talk to Democrats. They're always pretty boastful about their ground game, and they continue to be so, but that needs to turn into votes. So certainly some anxiety and nerves setting in as Election Day gets closer and those polls are just remain deadlocked. Really
important. So what do we think about these polls? You know, I feel like, taking them with a grain of salt, I have a Turning Politics article here that says top poll stuns Democrats, shows Trump is up big in key states. And then in this article, it says that he's behind in Pennsylvania, but then if you go to the Hill, he's leading in Pennsylvania. So it's like, I don't even make sense of these things anymore. We're going to talk more about that and take your phone calls. Call 1-877-789-2539 when we return. Thanks for tuning in today.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Christy Lee. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. We are in the final hour of American Journal. Happy to be here. And I am going to be happy to be here tomorrow, too. So make sure you tune in tomorrow, Friday. Close out your week with me on here on American Journal. It's been a treat to connect with all of you again. And keep those calls coming in. Would love to hear from those that deal with chronic pain who are having maybe a hard time continuing to receive care with now the particular assault against chronic pain doctors. This is the new target to go after and assault from the government angle. We're continuing to talk and focus on election integrity. We don't have much time left. I probably, along with many of you, are frustrated that there was not more done earlier on, and now suddenly, oh, we gotta have this lawsuit here or secure this over there, and it's like, man, why are we doing this like 30 days with less 30 days until the election? What's going on? Then, of course, there's the polls that are trying to to manipulate your emotions about everything. I was talking about a little bit about that before we went to break. Trending Politics says that a top poll is stunning Democrats, showing Trump up in big in key states. And we're talking about Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, collectively known as the Blue Wall, but it says that Harris is leading with 49% of likely voter support in Pennsylvania compared to improvement of Trump at 46%, which is just unbelievable to read after his appearance there in Butler after the assassination attempt and the increasing appearance of support he got in Pennsylvania. So it was hard to take that seriously. Another thing that's concerning is many of these states have already seen election problems. Let's not forget the Michigan debacle of kicking out the Republican observers, covering the windows with large blocks of there it is. Just like, wait, what's going on? What are you doing? Why don't you want us to see what's happening? So that happened in Michigan before. You know, Wisconsin, there was malfeasance already. Pennsylvania was accepting all of these late mail-in ballots, many that couldn't even be verified. There was, all these problems. And so hopefully they have been addressed. And so, again, you got to take these polls, though, with a grain of salt, because then The Hill says that Trump is actually up 2 points in Pennsylvania. It's like, how can these polls be so off? You know, he's down like 3 in the one, but he's up 2 in the other in the Pennsylvania. So it's just like, why even bother looking at these anymore? It just seems silly. But I want to get back to some of your phone calls, take a break from the news coverage here for a moment to hear from you. That's what I like doing most of. I do have a couple other shows that I do on Frank Speech. You can catch me on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, and on Patriot.tv, headed up by General Michael Flynn. You can see me at 1 p.m. Eastern there on Patriot.tv. But here, I actually get to talk to you, and so I try and do that as much as I can, take your phone calls and hear from you. You know, Andrew's been patiently waiting for a really long time, really anxious to talk about a Japanese vaccine. So, Andrew, thanks for your patience and sticking around to talk to me.
Yeah, it's called a Replicon vaccine. Basically, I don't think they actually gave it yet to anybody, but it's basically similar to the COVID bioweapon. Like, it has a spike protein that it makes more spike protein, basically. And like, it combines with other like microscopic stuff. Like, and that's happened too with like Abe. Like, he was against the bioweapon stuff. And yeah, they've been protesting the Replicon shot gene therapy, basically. It's like, yeah, they shouldn't do that, because it's like very like contagious, like the shedding from spike proteins. And
vaccine only available in Japan?
Well, I don't think it's actually been used yet. I'm not sure the exact status of it, but I'm pretty sure it hasn't been used yet. And like, the Japanese like protesting against using it. It's called the Replicon gene therapy shot, bioweapon, so-called vaccine.
So you're just putting out a warning there that we need to watch out for this.
Yeah, they shouldn't use it. They shouldn't be allowed to give it to anybody, because it's like very like contagious, like, and like, it connects even to like animals and stuff, and like all kinds of like, you know, like microscopic stuff like connects to it.
Yes. Yes. Well, thank you for reminding us that they still want to try and use these bioweapons on it. I'm hearing a lot of folks being like, they're trying to bring the bird flu back and trying to make that yet another tentacle of election interference, is perhaps trying to bring pandemic hysteria back with bird flu. You know, so we just need to keep an eye on these things, make sure we're watching their deeds in the darkness, if you will. Thanks for alerting us on that, Andrew. All right. I want to talk to Sean in California, who says the sheriffs are holding all these situations together. So go ahead, Sean.
Hey, good morning, Christy Lee. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah,
how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I could go off on all the topics this morning, but real fast, I do want to say that KEPM.com, Kirk Elliott's Precious Metals, I got my bullion through them. If Shane and Noah are listening, props to them. In this time of like natural disasters, you want to have, you know, your coins, your silver in your pocket, not in some bank that may be shut down or wiped out from a flood. So I'm not trying to, you know, make light of the situation in North Carolina, but I'm a big advocate for common law mindset. And some of that is have the silver and gold and the cash in your hand, not in someone else's vault. And KEPM.com made it easy for me to get some bullion. So I'm just throwing that plug out there. Plus, I gave Alex, you know, the reference. So, you know, it helps him out and it helps everyone have that extra little thing for when SHTF, they got their butt covered. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, people are rising up to this. I mean, even Costco is reporting, like, sales off the shelves of I mean, and who knew that Costco has gold, right? But I was intrigued by you wanted to talk about the sheriffs because I just did an interview with Sheriff Mack the other day, and he's really pushing to make sure that sheriffs are empowered to know just how much power they have. There's a video out there talking about a North Carolina sheriff kicking FEMA out of the way because they were impeding the rescue and supply chain involvement, and he knew his authority and he used it. And Sheriff Mack he's part of CSPOA, CSPOA.org. People really need to check that out and make sure that their own sheriffs are empowered to know what power they have to basically kick the federal government to the curb and protect our freedom, liberty, and our Constitution. So what are you observing as far as sheriffs? Is that what you saw as well, that there are some other sheriffs? I only saw the one video, but are you hearing or seeing that there's a lot of sheriffs in North Carolina that know their power?
Well, Christy Lee, it's not just the situation in North Carolina. Out here, you know, I have deduced, and I'm not going to say what exactly our local sheriff did, but we, in election integrity, if something's being done that's a crime, a sheriff can confiscate evidence, i.e. ballots or machines, or have their forensic team examine it. So the sheriff is like a Swiss Army knife for a lot of situations. So people individually or get together with your community and assemble. You can learn more about that at national-assembly.net or restore-america.org. Get together, learn how to engage your sheriff, get to know him on a first-name basis to feed
you,
because he can stop election integrity issues. He can help during natural disasters and keep FEMA from abusing his constituents. He could arrest the governor if a governor missteps in his county. The sheriff is one of the most powerful offices we've had since the founding of this country, and not enough Americans know about him or use him or her, you know, to their advantage. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that people need to make sure that they know who their sheriff is, have a conversation, ask them if they will protect the Second Amendment and protect the Constitution. And there's also other guidance that can be found as far as making those connections and empowering sheriffs on CSPOA.org, CSPOA.org. Sheriff Mack is really pushing that, especially heading into this election.
Completely understood. And real quick, Alex's friend Roseanne Barr, she did an interview in episode 62 of her podcast with Jovan Pulitzer with strategies on election integrity on how to catch them if they're trying to say you already voted. I would recommend people watch that whole three-hour thing because he slices and dices the legalese up so you'll be able to bounce your way around someone trying to tell you, oh, the machine's going to do this. No, the integrated circuit did it, not the motherboard router that was in there doing the Wi-Fi. It's all about having the right words when you do a court case. And this 2020 cycle, we did not have the right words, so a lot of the stuff got thrown out. So it's go time. We got to juggle all these plates like we're a circus acrobat or the, you know, maestro, you know, trying to spin them on little sticks. We're going to have to do a lot of it, and it's going to get harder the closer we get to November. So I hope Americans are ready because, you know, we're in the hard times because Americans got weak. So let's make these hard times build us into strong men, and let's get it done.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you so much for your phone call. Appreciate you calling in. It looks like we have somebody who is calling about his own personal opioid experience. So let's take a call from Dave in Pennsylvania. Dave.
Hey, Christy Lee, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Yeah, I was listening to you this morning, and, I'm a 58-year-old male. And when I was young, I raced pro motocross, I played D1 football, and I skied competitively. And over that time period, I beat my body up pretty good. So I didn't have my first child till I was 40 years old, and my wife's 8 years younger than me. And I had two sons. And I've needed knee replacements now for 17 years. When I was 40, they used to tell me, you're too young. Mm-hmm. And now I won't let them do it because I'm afraid, am I going to get tainted blood? I just don't trust them because my L3, 4, and 5 are fused in my back. I already have a cage in my lower back. So when I had my kids were young, I needed to chase them around. So I started taking Perks, 5 milligrams, and they worked for a while. And then they move you up to 10s, and they work for a while. And then they switch you. And then at first they had me on morphine, extended release. And then they switched it to Opana, which is oxymorphone. And they're not even allowed. That's stronger than OxyContin. And they had me up to, I think, 360 milligrams a day. And I kept getting dope sick at 4 a.m. I hated them.
Yeah.
Because they work for a while, and then you just take them so you don't get sick. And then I was getting sick at 4 a.m. every day.
Yikes.
And they said that they're just going to increase the dose. And I said, no, you're not.
Yeah.
So then I switched, and I went on Suboxone. And I still take it to this day, but they give the Suboxone doctor a hard time for some reason. And because they say the receptors in my brain got rounded off because I was on pain medicine for 2 years. So he said, you'll probably have to take it till the day you die. But the Suboxone's done wonderful. I don't have anything against it. It works. It kills a little bit of the pain. But they do give those doctors a hard time, which is they're trying to help people get off of the pain meds, and they seem to give them the harder time.
Yeah, I mean, and to that end, Dave, what would happen if you were just suddenly the doctor was like, you know what, they're like threatening me with arrest because I I'm trying to help you, but I can't, so I can't prescribe you that anymore. What would that do to you?
Well, lucky for me, I don't take all that I'm prescribed, so I have about 8 months worth of it stored up, because I did that in case, if a collapse, anything. So
yeah.
I don't take my full prescription, so I could probably wean myself off of it. At least I hope. I have about 6 to 8 months of, films that I could do it. But, it could happen, and it's... what they've done to people isn't fair, with the pain meds. I kind of knew what I was getting myself into, but I didn't realize that, once you switch over to those extended releases, what they do to you.
Yeah, yeah. Either way, I mean, it's horrifying that they're using artificial intelligence to target doctors. And I mean, it's interesting that we're already in a situation where they can essentially use social credit scores. They already know the doctor's political affiliations and religious leanings and all of that. I bet that makes it easier for them to decide who exactly to come after and investigate, or rather, we should say, inquisition rather than investigation, right, at this point. But thank you for sharing your story. It gives us insight on to how this was working and how what this is turning into. So thank you, Dave, for calling in.
Thank you, and have a great day.
Yeah, you too. All right, let's go to Michael in Canada. Michael, are you there? Michael, if Michael's not, okay, let's go to Jefferson then. Jefferson, what did you want to share about Elon?
Hey, good morning, Chrissy. Great show. Doing a great job.
Thank you, Jefferson.
It seems like this AI is the machine that you will not be able to argue with in the future. It's the oracle of knowledge. It determines what these people in licensing are, and the judges will decide, and they'll just agree with AI, and you'll have no recourse against it. And even people in the technocracy will simply go along with what the machine is telling them to do to you, and it makes them blameless. They're just following orders. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's very creepy. I mean, we've seen enough sci-fi movies on these topics before, and it's interesting that the doctor I had on before, he says this is the first case against government AI technology ever, and he was, like, hoping to be able to call, like, have a motion to call in someone like Elon Musk to shed some light on this and on the dangers of using this in the ongoing lawfare that is happening. But, yeah, I mean, even Elon Musk has warned against AI and how it can get carried away. So it's interesting a take there. What do you think as far as Elon Musk's approach and if we can trust him?
Well, I mean, he's the how would I put it? He's the best house in a bad neighborhood. We have to put our trust in him until he proves otherwise. I think he's trustworthy for the most part. He wants what's best for humanity. He doesn't believe in depopulation. So he's certainly on our side. He doesn't believe in global climate change. He thinks we need to be interplanetary to preserve humanity. I think that's a little far-fetched. But, my call on Elon was more about do we want Elon to be president in 2033, and what do we have to do to make that possible? And that would be about amending Article 2 and whether he would actually lead the campaign to get that done. So that's a whole different issue in terms of he being a non-citizen of the United States when he was born, to non-citizens in South Africa, but he's now a USA citizen, and people are talking about taking his citizenship away. I forgot who it was that was talking about deporting him and removing his citizenship, even though he's naturalized. So, you know, it's amazing that we have USA citizens talking about taking away another USA citizen's citizenship because they don't like his politics.
Yeah, and these are the same people that say it's, like, inhumane to talk about deporting criminal, illegal people that are in our country. Oh, it's horrible. We have no heart to talk about wanting to remove terrorists and rapists and murderers with actual verifiable criminal histories. But yet, like, oh, Elon Musk, he wants freedom of speech. Take his U.S. citizenship away. It's, like, it's just insane that they think like this. These elites think like this.
Now, let's say this sort of stuff out loud. But, you know, deportation doesn't do much good when your border is porous, and like a revolving door, and they can just come right back in. We got to do something about their ability to return or not actually deport them and put them in some other situation where they're in a sort of a legal quagmire and sort of a work detail camp or something. Make use of them and give them some sort of a status, probationary status. But we got to get something for them being here rather than, you know, they're extracting wealth out of the country right now by getting all these government handouts. It's ridiculous.
We have money for them, but not for those suffering in light of all of these quote unquote natural disasters. Well, thank you for your call, Jefferson. Appreciate your support and appreciate hearing from you. Let's take one more phone call before we go to break. Baker in California.
Hey, Christy. So listen, if Kamala Harris wins, we are screwed. Okay. And like, it's not going to be just, oh, our party didn't win and that sucks and the policies are going to be bad. I mean, it's like, I don't think we're going to have a country anymore. And like, I mean, I might consider like convincing my parents to sell their house and like move out to the middle of nowhere if she wins. Okay. I think it's going to be that bad. So, I don't want it to be that bad. It sucks because I want to, like, I almost missed 10 years ago when none of this mattered.
Yeah.
And don't you remember those 2010 days when it was like nobody cared about any of this? And it was like, and I mean, of course, still stuff was still going on. I mean, you know, look what Obama did in the Middle East. I mean, he, like, completely escalated all of the terrorist networks and everything, but we've been doing that for decades. But like, you know, I don't know, sometimes I get these like direct downloads and I call in, like like the other last week, I called in because I was like, dude, Kamala is such an idiot. I just had a feeling that she was going to do something really stupid. And she did. She went on a media tour and she bombed so hard. And it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And the silver lining of it is it's showing again what a joke this network media is. I mean, to go against any form of integrity, to post clips together that don't go together. I mean, these are fundamental things. These are fundamental things you do not do in journalism. And these networks are just getting away with it and like not even apologetic. I mean, 60 Minutes wouldn't even apologize for basically dogging Trump for trying to stand up for the fact that Hunter Biden's laptop was authentic, and they couldn't even apologize about that. I mean, they're really just continuing repeatedly to throw themselves under the bus. So I guess that's the silver lining in and of itself.
Yeah, and when Kamala puts her hands up, it's over. You know it's over. As soon as her hands do like the weird like Tyrannosaurus thing or like whatever she's doing, like the Ricky Bobby hands, it's over, okay? And I think the thing is, though, they're going to get desperate enough. This hurricane thing, like, I think that was because they talked about a mass casualty event. So there's going to be that, you know, there's like terrorists in our country. And I know with the news cycle, like I repeat a lot of stuff. A lot of people repeat the same things. But it's like, OK, so, you know, get ready for some sort of terrorist attack. So I'm calling it now. I think. I don't know. Who knows, though? Trump might just, it might be too big to rig. So,
well, they won't stop. I mean, that's what we need to be prepared for, that even if he is able to subvert the steel, even if he's able to overcome all of this, they will not stop. We need to all be prepared for that. And, yeah, thank you for your phone call. We'll talk more on the other side.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation, and also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsored InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products, like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Christy Lee. Watch live right now at band.video.
The American Journal, Christy Lee in for Harrison Smith today, and you get me tomorrow too. So exciting. Love connecting with you. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Connect with me on X. As long as I'm here, I'm going to ask that you connect with me on X so you can. I always get asked, what are you doing now? Well, this you'll know if you follow me on X. I can post my other shows and other appearances and things like that at Christy Lee TV on X. Will always be a loyal InfoWars supporter, you know, helped open my eyes after being part of the propaganda puppet machine, and gave me opportunities, inspired me to think differently. And so, so happy to be here and in support of InfoWars and Alex Jones, who is a kind and generous soul that I wish more people knew that other side of him. And, just love everybody here. And the InfoWars crew is the best there is, and they work so hard and they do such a great job. So thank you guys back there, or in front of me, or however you want to put that. But anyways, I want to talk more with you guys as we wind up the show. I'm going to get back to your phone calls, but just, you know, in news, Trump is consistent. He's not going back on his word so far that he will not do another debate with Kamala. All of these network appearances have been a disaster for Kamala and Tim Walz, but it's like, why bother continuing the game of bias? You know, we saw what they did to him in the Kamala debate. It was insane. We saw what they did to J.D. Vance. It was insane. We're now learning about 60 Minutes wouldn't even apologize for lying. And how they treated him last time. So it's like, why would he mess around with networks anymore? I mean, it's far more enjoyable to watch on these podcasts. I just watched him, the whole thing. And that flagrant one, it was hilarious. And he was just so genuine, such a stark difference from Kamala. But, yep, he's made it clear. He said, it's very late in the process. Voting's already begun. There will be no rematch, he said on True Social. Besides, Kamala stated clearly yesterday that she would not do anything different than Joe Biden. So there's nothing to debate. And she did. Like, how stupid can you be? Like, when she doesn't have someone feeding her lines, she's just like, I would not do one thing different on The View. Self-own becomes a Trump ad. Because she's saying all of the misery you've experienced in the past few years, I wouldn't have changed anything. So there you go. So, like, what is the point in arguing with someone that is going to have a cell phone like that? So let's go back to your phone calls. Elvis Day in Memphis wants to talk about his personal experience with his daughter in a hospital. So, Elvis, what do you have to share with us today?
Hey, Christy, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, you bet.
I'm calling about COVID-19 vaccine side effects. With my daughter in California, she went on a trip with her husband to help celebrate my younger daughter's doctor degree graduation, and they were forced to take the COVID-19 vaccine. And when they came back, in a few weeks, she collapsed and had to go into one of the top hospitals in California and went into a coma and almost didn't survive. And she was in there like 9 months, and she had to go through a series of rehab after she got out of the hospital. She survived. And her hematologist confirmed that it was caused by the COVID-19 vaccine. And that was just, I just wanted to pass that on to InfoWars. And I want to, three of my main heroes are Alex Jones with InfoWars, all the staff there, Donald Trump and Elon Musk. I think they're God's anointed warriors.
It sounds like you identified the three musketeers, Donald Trump, Alex Jones, and Elon Musk.
Yes.
Unlikely pairing, or
but
tripling.
I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I appreciate you taking my call.
You bet, Elvis. And I'm so sorry that your daughter went through that, and this is the kind of information that they have been trying to censor, is these side effects that have had devastating consequences. And so thank you for sharing the truth, that this is an issue, and I'm happy to alert others that this is continuing to happen. It's really unfortunate, all of the suffering that innocent people have had to suffer at the hands of the true mis and disinformation. So thank you for sharing, Elvis.
But I have over 5,000 friends on Facebook, and I continue to convey the things that InfoWars are trying to give people the truth. I have a lot of friends and family that just are brainwashed by the news media, as you guys have pointed out, and I continue to try to convey the things that you guys bring up on your programs. But I appreciate you taking my call, and my daughter's doing fine now. I met her in Las Vegas recently to celebrate their anniversary, and she's doing fine. Still some post rehab, but she's doing great now, and I appreciate you taking my call.
You bet, Elvis. Thank you for calling in. And it looks like we have Adrian to talk to in Kansas. I was just doing a story on non-citizens voting. It's like they're not even trying to hide it. They subvert any effort to prevent it from happening. And then we just ran a story a little bit ago about advertising directly to non-citizens that were working at this like lawn care service, and basically telling them to vote. It's insane. But Adrian, what do you have to share on that subject?
Hey, good morning. So I'm a bit nervous, so forgive me.
Okay.
I moved here from New York City. I'm a political refugee, and I had to get my driver's license in Kansas.
Okay.
And I have the documentation from the Kansas
DMV. She has the documents. Adrian has the documents. Got to say it like that, Adrian.
And I'm gonna, yes, I've got the documents. And I'm going to read this verbatim.
Okay.
This is from the Kansas DMV voter registration. You will be deemed fully registered and eligible to vote for all offices, federal, state, and local, whether or not you provided a document demonstrating United States citizenship. You do not need to provide additional documents to complete your voter registration, subject only to further official notice. So when I read that, that took my breath away.
Yes.
And I went to the Kansas. It gets better. I went to the Kansas Secretary of State website, and now I'm reading from their frequently asked questions page. Question: I was not born in Kansas and cannot locate an acceptable form that shows proof of identity, but I want to vote in the upcoming election. Money is tight and I cannot afford to pay for a birth certificate in another state. What are my options? Answer, individuals born outside of Kansas who do not have proof of identity and who do not wish to pay to obtain such a document from their home state may apply for a state voter identification document. To qualify, you must not possess a valid photo identification documents under Kansas law, lack any documents necessary to prove their identity, sign an affidavit attesting that they do not have valid photo ID or documents to prove their identity, have not been born in Kansas. I went to the Johnson County Republican meeting like a few weeks ago and told them about this. And I met with one of the representatives for our Secretary of State, who was a quote-unquote Republican. First of all, the representative, he was from Connecticut. He had a bad attitude, probably, you know, I'm used to the Northeast bad attitude, liberal, holier than thou, dismissed me when I told him about this. And he said, it's a federal ruling, which is why they have to include this and which is why they have to allow these people to vote. But they're going to go back and verify and then disqualify the vote. I called him out on that. He walked away from me. So I just wanted to share this with any and everybody, because even if you live in a quote unquote red state, they're still allowing illegals to vote. The fix is in and they hate this country. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, it's disgusting, and we need to at least make sure everybody is on board with knowing, because that's the first I heard about Kansas basically advertising, you don't need anything, just say that you're legal and go ahead and vote automatically. Like, that's insane to me. So I plan to follow up on that and at least try, you know, the rest of you should follow up on that and try and take those screenshots, etc., and tag the RNC, because at least the RNC is not under stupid rhino McDaniel anymore. Maybe they would actually pay attention to things like that. Who knows? But yeah, thanks for letting us know so we can have the InfoWars army go out there and let other people know. That's the first I heard of that. So very important phone call. Thank you, Adrian, for sharing that. And so let's go to Woodchuck, who's been waiting a long time. Woodchuck, thanks for calling in.
Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you. I recognize the name from in the past when I've hosted.
But, yeah, so this whole thing against the doctors and the medical industry,
yes.
I don't think it's anything new. There's a war against all of us. And, yeah, I was telling the screener in 2017, somewhere in the backyard here called Geisinger, Danville, PA, Hillary Clinton had a health symposium. And if you look up the article about it, it'll say some of the names of the people that were in that symposium and stuff, which are eye-openers in themselves. But then at the bottom, it says something along the lines of, you know, our goals are like something to disrupt the medical industry from the inside out. It's pretty mind-boggling. So, I mean, they told us what they were doing. It's no surprise what's happening now.
Seems like all hands on deck just to try and prevent us from having true health care and true care and have it substituted for things that will actually kill us or give us a side effect, or, you know, it's like all hands on deck to just get rid of us. Depopulation at its finest, it seems, right?
Yeah, they don't want the doctors helping their enemy.
Absolutely.
You know, they want us dead.
That's one of the creepiest things about all of it, is that they are able to identify the political leanings of the doctors and the religious leanings, and, you know, no doubt that they're particularly using their resources to go after them. So it's already here, folks. The social credit score is already here and being used, and the first artificial intelligence case is being brought there in Philadelphia by Dr. Neil Anand. That was earlier in the show if you need to go back and watch that. But thank you for your phone call, Woodchuck. Talk to you again soon.
Yeah, take care.
Yeah. There are so many things that we need to stay up on. I mean, obviously, what has our attention right now is all of these crazy weather events. We have the hurricane that we're still keeping an eye on, as well as the tornadoes that go along with that. We're looking at all of the many different things happening with election integrity, and then also at the same time, the lack of election integrity. But we also need to make sure that we do not allow the media to bury other very important things. And one thing that has never gotten as much coverage as it should have gotten was the attempted assassination attempts with an S against Donald Trump. And there's an article out from Epoch Times just keeping the eye on Ryan Ruth, because it's like they want to toss this aside as like no big deal, because this time he wasn't actually shot. I'm not sure. But this is an interesting article from Epoch Times. It says, the whole article is talking to a humanitarian aid worker, Chelsea Walsh. She was a travel nurse who met Routh overseas. And she had warned U.S. authorities that Routh was dangerous more than 2 years ago. She thinks that the federal officials should have done more to stop him sooner based on alarms raised about, you know, this guy that gave her creeps in the Ukraine. She said that Routh's actions ranging from militant advocacy in Ukraine to the alleged assassination attempt defy easy explanation. It began in his native North Carolina, then wound its way to Hawaii, Ukraine, and eventually Florida. She said Walsh, this woman that met him there in Ukraine, said she couldn't make sense of this fellow American who obsessed over the Ukrainian military yet had no prior military experience. He also had no discernible connection to Ukraine. So it's basically, if it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, like clearly this man was being used as an asset. How did he get the resources to just move from North Carolina to Hawaii, then Ukraine? Like, why was he so interested in Ukraine particularly the military aspect, with no military background and no identifiable connection to Ukraine? Like, these are the things we can't forget about, and we need to keep pressure on, because even Donald Trump was talking about, like, how did he have 6 phones? How did he have all these apps? How did he have these foreign connections? And he poignantly points out, how can they get into grandma's phone from January 6th that was walking around the Capitol? But in both of these cases, they're still not able or are unwilling to break into these phones. So make sure you keep a spotlight on this. You know, this article goes on to talk about how this man is supposed to be this humanitarian that was in Ukraine because he was for the people, but she observed him kick a homeless guy in town square. I mean, who is this guy? Like, is this some MK Ultra situation? I don't know. But we'll go back to your phone calls. Let's go to who's been waiting. Eli in South Carolina. Eli.
Hey, 3 things. First of all, if vaccines don't hurt you, then why do they need liability protection? If the vice president is the one who certifies the presidential election, then what's Kamala going to be doing? And had something else, but I can't think of it right now.
And you already forgot the 3rd one. Now, that's a good point. The vice president is supposed to certify the election, but she's running for president. So I don't know. Has it become the Speaker of the House at that point? I hadn't thought about it.
Well, what did Katie Hobbs do?
Oh, she certified her own. Katie Hobbs went and certified her own election, as far as I recall. Everything was so messed up and stupid about that. I can't stand that lady. I don't even live in Arizona. This is unbelievable. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure she just certified her own election, but she was the Secretary of State.
Well, I'm listening to everybody talk about these vaccines, and it's like, if they don't hurt you, then why do they need all these liability protections anyway? Why can't we just, because didn't Reagan give them?
Yeah, that's Reagan's fault. You know, we give Reagan a lot of credit, but we can be angry with him about that, because he's the one that set in motion removing liability protections. And apparently the argument was made that if they were to provide vaccines in a fast and efficient manner, they needed this assurance or else they just wouldn't do it. It was like basically give us this liability protection or we just won't do it, and it's going to make you look bad kind of a situation. But yeah, we've been dealing with the consequences of that ever since. So that is something that we should criticize him on. But yeah, it's a fair question, Eli. Thank you for bringing it up. Anything else?
Yeah, Yuval Noah Harari, he came out with a new book last month, and he's asking a question like, how is AI going to be used to create new life? because the AI is already making its own decisions. And if you give it a goal, if you give AI a goal, it starts communicating with other computers and starts making all these decisions. And it's, I thought you would find that interesting. I didn't know if you knew that he came out with a new book.
Yeah, I didn't. That man is potentially the Antichrist. I don't know. He's super, super creepy. But yeah, you know, there's all kinds of things to worry about when it comes to AI. And today we were focusing on how it's being used to, of course, persecute good American patriots, and particularly doctors that are trying to help patients. And so, yes, there's that. I mean, then they're going to advocate for artificial intelligence personalities to have the right to vote, which can be programmed to vote in their group. Who knows? There's just so many wild, weird things with that. But thanks for your phone call, Eli. Let me try and get a couple of others before I have to say goodbye. So let's go to Jeff in Los Angeles. Jeff.
Hey, just you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Waiting to talk to you, Jeff.
Hey, it's good to talk to you. So, real quick, just wanted to get into Tina Peters, who was sentenced to 9 years for allowing MyPillow guy, I forget his name,
Mike Lindell,
to look at the voting machines there in Mesa County in Colorado. And long story short, I think that they're trying to make people afraid of questioning the election at all. And we could debate whether or not what Tina did was right or wrong, but it was pretty obvious to a lot of us that the election was stolen in 2020. And I think they're going to use the voting machines through Dominion to do the same thing this time around. So just kind of wanted to get your opinion on that.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm so frustrated and saying that it's only going to be an act of God that really helps us turn this thing around, because I have no confidence that they truly fixed the problems of the past. And, you know, these voting machine companies are able to use lawfare and have these suits against Fox and Newsmax and everything. And so they're afraid to talk about it. And then people like Tina Peters are going and being put behind bars for 9 years. So there's going to be other people that are afraid to stand up and speak. Merrick Garland and Mayorkas have both basically put out there a threat to anyone that raises their voice about election integrity. And so, yeah, there's all of these angles of, like, don't you dare question our deeds done in the darkness or you will pay. And so it is going to take an act of God, I think, to save this thing, because it's so clear the trajectory that they're going. But yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, pray, Jeff. We need your prayers. Let me get to a couple more phone calls before I say goodbye. Isaiah, I think, in Los Angeles.
Hi, how's it going? Yeah, I'm from LA. And I just want to let you know I'm a 27-year-old Army veteran. I was in for 8 years. And one of the most disappointing things in my career was that I was forced to take the vaccine. Mm. I was going to get kicked out of the military, and I tried to hold them off as long as I could.
Yeah.
And they stopped playing games with me. But the point I'm making is there's so much support for Trump here in California, and people, you know, we stereotype a lot here in California for you know, going along with the policies that they're implementing and being okay with it, and maybe not fully aware of what's going on. But I beg to differ in this case. You know, I everywhere I see is nothing but Trump support, and he was right that the more that the people start to know her, the less they're going to not like her. You know, the more they're not going to like her. And it's, you know, it's like prophecy at this point. And everything that you see on the TV is fake. And it's really sad what happened to journalism in this country. And but I just want to let you know that it looks like everyone I work with is going to be voting Trump. You know, I'm in L.A. County, and specifically the San Gabriel Valley. You know, that's a historically known Mexican neighborhood. And it's like the truth is in front of us, and they're telling you to not believe your lying eyes. And it's so funny to me. We're not going to have any type of policies that come from that party anymore here. It's time for a change, man. I want to see the beautiful California that Donald Trump talks about that he used to visit, man. That would be a good dream for me. I want to have a family soon. And, you know, it'll just be such a beautiful change for us. And if there's any advice you could give to someone that I know I would greatly be open to it, that, you know, it's my own father. He wants to vote for Harris still just because of the personality for Trump. And I always let him know you're voting for a boss, not a drinking buddy, you know.
Yeah.
You just got to have a your eyes really need to be open in this election. You know, November 5th is the national IQ test, in my opinion.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, that's just the thing of it. Isaiah, is that no one, literally no one, is voting for Kamala. Even, you know, for those that will still talk to me that will not support Trump, they very clearly say, well, of course I don't like Kamala, but I just can't bring myself to vote for Trump. And it's all based on lies.
Yeah.
And so you just continue to try and identify. Like, I have a friend that basically boiled it down to that for her, it's about systemic racism. And she's just convinced that systemic racism would be worse under a Trump presidency. And so I'm sending her these news stories and these articles of how the Democrat Party is trying to import votes through illegal citizens. They are replacing you, the black community. Like, how do you not see this? Is the systemic racism is going to be worse because we're all worse off under a Kamala Biden regime? You know, so you just have to continue to try and identify where people's hot buttons are and try to educate them. That's all you can do. But yes, I pray for California as well. Isaiah used to live there. Yes.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward. If we've got to set up a new operation, and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state, intelligence agency, controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.